Hello, I'm George Takei, and mischievous pisser possums are not welcomed in these parts. You're listening to Pastor Lynn Sett's The Movement Turd.
Pastor Listed Aryan Man with an Armageddon plan derailed Frog's railroad train. Wants to kill all the Jews and a lot of Uyghurs too. He has a psycho Aryan non-Uyghur brain. Martin had a wife he loved all his life. For grandkids they are so brave. Destroying Zog caught his eye, and chasing off Zog's lie, and putting Zog Babylon in his grave. It was on a weekday night, when Jews lie that they's right, he pissed on damn tight claims. And the weird zap with a shout, them stupid fucking louts, that Pope Marty done hits at what he aims. Martin had a wife he loved all his life. For grandkids they are so brave. Destroying Zog caught his eye, and finished off Zog lies, and putting Zog Babylon in his grave. It was on any weekday night when the pastor was at home talking to Christ's family tree. When along's come dirty Jew and a Zogling Uyghur or two, making they's ass whooping necessary. Martin had a wife he loved all his life. For grandkids they are so brave. Destroying Zog caught his eye, and chasing off Zog lies, and putting Zog Babylon in its grave. Well, the ass clouds hold their breath when they hear a pastor's step. They wonder why he don't fucking lie. It was dirty pisser possums and all of Satan's mamsers that want to take him down on the sly. Martin had a wife he loved all his life. For grandkids they are so brave. Destroying Zog caught his eye, and finished off Zog lies, and putting Zog Babylon in his grave.
Zogling Uyghur and man's ass clowns across the food and another Zog plane. In the open air coast nut house, we call Zog Babylon, the third and the final. But this show, as always, is aimed at the lost and the found sheep of the house of Israel, ye chosen seed of Israel's race, ye who did hear Christ's call. Greetings. This is episode number 134.5 of the Movement Turd, or the Dick Dick Show, depending. And tonight is the 9th of August, 2012. It's 8:28 p.m. Grandy, Uncentral, Unstandard, more or less time. And tonight's show I'm going to go ahead and call Whenever One of Our Own Does What Uyghur Nationalist Leaders Say Needs to Be Done, We Piss Down Our Legs. Now, folks, I've been in the bowel movement since, after Waco. Went ahead and helped form a couple militias in our own, in Southwest Missouri, one in Springfield, one in Carthage, you know, just a little bit north of us here. And pretty well, what I found out is that ever since you had the internet, and probably even before then, you will have a great movement leader come along. And most of these great movement leaders like Jack McGlam or the nigger J.J. Johnson or whoever, Charles Duke, State Senator of Colorado, Charles Duke, and another guy who was a state senator in Montana around the time of the Freeman standoff. You have all these characters. They go ahead and talk about the constipation, the bill of goods, and how they're going to stand up for it. And they always go ahead and wuss out. Every single time. Every single time. Now, what, Sunday morning, a person named Wade Michael Page went ahead. He'd had a number of reverses in his life. And from what I gather, there was nobody to go ahead and give him any direction here. From what I gather, he was a competent white man. He'd gone ahead and got into the Army as a Hawk missile repairman. And then went into psychological warfare. And then after being in there for about, 6-7 years, he sort of fell apart. He got tired of Army shit. I got general discharge for whatever reason. And then he became a truck driver and a number of other things, and essentially he'd work for a couple of years and lose his job because he couldn't hold his tongue as to what the hell's going on. And folks, this is common. This is common among white men because we are being busily weeded out and destroyed. So, what to do? What to do? Anyway, well, we have guest number 3 is Oba Gender Bender Pisser Pooker Possum, and unlike Finkelschini, unlike Elier, unlike Dan Junes, essentially Pisser Possums, especially Pisser Pooker Possums like Oba Gender Bender, is just something you have to go ahead and just simply put up, you know, put up with. You go ahead and let them show their manginas, and you don't worry about it. You don't worry about it. Now, there's a few things. I mean, if it's going to go ahead and become obsessive with Marty Chomo, Marty Chomo, Marty Chomo, I might go ahead and pop me a tard. But generally, as long as Oba Gender Bender is at least being halfway clever, I go ahead and let the critter squeak and yak and piss and moan. No big deal. I don't really worry about what goes on in the chat. Now, Math 1488, I was sort of listening about JT Radio. You haven't been around for a while. If you go over to the forum, well, you can go ahead and read past movement turds. JT Ready was unlike this guy named Wade. He was a, quarter or half Jew boy who got to where he loved niggers, and, you know, he was a Zog false front. He went ahead, and his girlfriend went ahead, you know, his mud shark girlfriend, about, a dozen years older than him, got tired of his shit, asked him to leave, and he went ahead and, you know, you fucked up, bitch, bang, 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 bang. He went ahead and shot her, went ahead and shot, you know, the mud shark's beaner daughter, went ahead and shot the beaner daughter's beaner baby, went ahead and shot the wigger, you know, boyfriend of the beaner, and went ahead and then shot himself. And folks, I figured out he was a piece of shit about 6, 7, 8 months ago. I used to fight with him over on Hill Covington's Facebook page. And essentially, it was probably a good thing that Facebook went ahead and censored Hill Covington, kicked him off, because there went JT Reddy. And by the way, Hill Covington said, well, I didn't know this Michael Page. Just leave it at that. In fact, most people didn't know him. Well, folks, he was on Stormfront. He was a big player. Essentially, Jukes Front, a.k.a. Volks Front, has gone ahead and made a big deal about denying him. Okay? And in any case, J.T. Reddy was a Jew Zogbot. Guy named Page, Michael Page, I don't think he was a Zogbot. I think he was just simply a man of a you know, a younger generation than mine. He was 40. That means he's 14 years younger. Does that he'd be in the, what, old generation, X generation? Finding out the hard way that Zog doesn't like us white boys. And from what I gather, here he was being marginalized more and more and more and more. So from what I gather, one Sunday, this past Sunday, he went ahead and snapped. What am I going to do? What am I going to do here? I think I'm going to go ahead and choose suicide by pig. Well, if I go ahead and shoot pigs, which would be better, or Jews, well, I might go ahead and suffer for a while. I wish you'd go ahead and shot Jews instead of dothead Sikhs. But I have no use for any of them. They don't belong in this country at all. And unlike Don Black, a sperm front, and David Duck, and Four Fags Thebes, and, this clown, criminal mamzer, ass clown outfit like Volksfront, which used to have Billy Wood, a.k.a. Brian Wright, the, Melungeon ass clown sidekick, Jeremy Visser, another Melungeon ass clown, pretend to be a Christian identity bell priest. I mean, in any case here, he went ahead and, from my gear, shot, and killed six people. Well, not people. Six muds, dotheads, whatever. And he went ahead and shot a pig. Regrettably didn't kill the pig. And went ahead and wounded a bunch of others. And here comes this other pig and goes ahead and shoots him. And now the story is he went ahead and committed Kirk Maynard and shot himself. I don't believe that. I believe it's just easier for the pigs, after they've investigated, found out that essentially it was just somebody desperate at the end of his rope going ahead and doing that. They decided to go ahead and just tie up the loose ends, cauterize them off, and say that he shot himself after he got shot in the gut. I believe pigs went ahead and shot him. He got suicide by pig. I don't believe what pigs tell me. Pigs lie. Pigs do nothing but lie. But in any case, what is interesting is that it's not like Joe Lee Loeffner, who went ahead and got found competent and immediately pled guilty and now is going to go ahead and get life, when he could have gone ahead and just acted nutty here and spent some more time in the nut house. And this, what is his name, James Holmes, another mamzer, went ahead and shot a bunch of people in Aurora. And what happens is that, for my guy, he's in court again today, and now his public pretender is going to say he's nuts. And that's going to go ahead and keep him out of, getting a trial for at least a year or two. Forever, if he knows how to play his cards right. So anyway, these shootings are really nothing unusual. The only thing that is unusual is that finally, unlike Jewel Lee Loeffner, who's a Jew, and unlike James Holm, who's an obvious mamzer, fucked up little mamzer, he's suffering from Peter Duncan, unlike all these other characters, here is this Wade Michael Page, who is a white supremacist. Body count ain't that big, but he's a quote white supremacist. So what do we see the Bowel Movement doing? We see the Bowel Movement doing what it's always done in the entire time, 18 years or so, I've been in it, getting on to 19. They're doing what the great Bowel Movement leadership has always done here. Piss down their leg and run for the tall grass after talking big shit about no more Wacos or what have you. Now, I've gone ahead, and every single time they do that, you go ahead and you look at the great movement leader, and he reveals himself to be a chicken shit. But as he looks at, better a live ass than a dead lion. Now, me, I pretty well say the exact opposite here. Here in Joplin. Here's Joplin. Over the years, these ragheads have gone ahead and tried to build a mosque. And about, for the past 4 years, and I was in the nut house when the first time occurred. They have worked on burning down the mosque. Dee 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 dee. Fighting fire, fighting Mamzer, fighting cockroach with fire, burning down the mosque. Well, from what I gather, Sunday, it was a couple of days ago. They did burn down the mosque. They didn't just burn the roof down like they did the 4th of July. They burned down the entire fucking mosque. And all these squiggers, these Episcopalian ass clowns, are going, oh, please, little religious kid, you'll have a little heathen dog-eating ceremonies here in our, Episcopalian whorehouse. Well, like our clowns are going ahead and giving $100,000 for these worthless ragheads to go ahead and build a new freaking mosque here. You know what I mean? So how about just a couple freaking 2x4s and a Walmart tarp here? You know what I mean? That'd be good enough for the worthless bastards if you're even going to let them rebuild one. Screw them. Now, there's 30 FBI pigs here, and if they're listening to the show, they probably are. Let me go ahead and say that I don't know anything about it. And I really don't have anything to say to you other than what I have to say to anybody else here, folks. But, folks, there is a, contrary to what Cousin Randy Turner and all the other worthless cocksuckers say, there is quite a bit of liking for burning down these worthless ragheads out here. They don't belong in this country. The Sikhs don't belong in this country. The Muslims don't belong in this country. The niggers don't belong in this country, and the Jews certainly don't belong in this country. And anybody who's going to go ahead and bring in these cockroaches to go ahead and live, I mean, I think that essentially their male sons ought to be castrated. They ought to be castrated. The men among them. The women can go ahead and be, if they want to be mud sharks so bad here, just go ahead and spay them here and send them all out, as plow eunuchs and the rest here, to whatever shithole they can be, they can go ahead and love so damn much and let them go ahead and do the Whigger Mamzer's burden. Over there. Now, folks, you don't have a right to go ahead and bring in non-whites. That's not biblical. Pretty well in the Bible it said that the Canaanites will be absolutely destroyed. Folks, do you think if among the Canaanites they'd seen a herd of niggers and a few Dravidian niggers and a few gooks in the land of Palestine that they said, oh no, we ought to be lovely to these people? Hell no. Now, Yahweh didn't create these beasts of the field. Essentially, they don't belong in our own country at all. So when you go ahead and look at, I was looking at the Volksfront thing here. We'd like to remind anyone feeling frustration and aggravation with the state of our country that attacks on women, children, and civilian targets make you no better and no different than the ANC, Al-Qaeda, or any other pack of terrorist cowards. This is Volksfront, a.k.a. Jukesfront, surrounded by some 6'5" ass clown who essentially has never gotten an honest job in his life, sometimes pretend to be Christian identity with characters like Brian Wright, a.k.a. Billy Wood, a Mamzer Morano, Morungian Jew boy. So like this, sir. They used to go ass to mouth and was saying that, Pastor Wesley Swift and Pastor Richard Butler were Mamzers. Remember the racial fraud that is Christian identity that first appeared on Visser's old noontide form? And Visser went ahead and allowed that. That's why I first figured out Visser was a Mamzer. One of the reasons I got kicked out wasn't just because old gender vendor showed up. It was because I got tired of essentially this Mamzer getting kicked out for stalking and harassing John Britton and then being let in for the 5th or 6th time. And essentially, Billy, you can go ahead and say whatever you want, but there will be no profanity. There will be no profanity allowed on this forum. And this is old Sean Aaron Visser, the Mamzer. The Cherokee, Mamzer, Melungeon. With the darker Puerto Rican wife and the daughter, you know, and the step niglet daughter, Jasmine Jackal. And now, oh shoot, it's just so awful what you went ahead and put on. Well, folks, look, Sean Aaron Visser, you went ahead and put a number of shit. And yeah, I believe that you're gone. I believe that Visser's just going ahead and using nothing but sock puppets. You know, sort of like Seedliner, but another number of them. You end up having an Obergender vendor, and you have all these sock puppets over on Jeremy Visser's forum. And, you know, it don't really matter to me, although they whine like pussies because I use sock puppets. But in any case, all these mamsers, all these critters pretend to be something here, and they don't understand a single thing about Christian identity, but they don't understand anything about white nationalism. Folks, Zog Babylon, third and final, is out to go ahead and destroy us. And the easiest way to go ahead and destroy us is to go ahead, you know, peacefully come in as refugees or what have you, and essentially fuck us all away into non-existence, just like happened in Noah's day. That's what it says in Matthew chapter 24. About as in Noah's day, the you know, people would go ahead and be giving and getting into marriage, and it's such wonderful things here. Well, no, it wasn't, because you had lots and lots and lots of miscegenation, and essentially Zog Babylon was a former white Adamic place, which had gone ahead and stood up against Cain Sargon, and instead had gotten mamsterized. And just like Quiggers today, you could more than likely hear the exact self-same shit that you heard in the Tarim Basin. The same shit that you, just like the same shit you hear in San Francisco, you could hear in Sodom and Gomorrah. You dare judge us because we want to butt fuck these strangers, these angels of the Lord? How dare you think you're better than us? Well, you end up having these mamsers like Obergender Bender and the rest of them here. How dare you think you're better than us? But we're not talking about the mamsers who are trying to go ahead and get in Christian Day. We're talking about critters like Volkslut. I was going ahead and listening to Joe Adams. Now, essentially, he thinks he's going to go ahead and fool people. We're not against killing people. Well, what are you against them? Loving them? You want to go ahead and love them? Bring them in the family? How are these people going to be gone? How are we going to go ahead and go from a thoroughly racially mixed country in which actual whites are less than a third and the mamsers are two-thirds and growing? How are we going to go ahead and get to a, quote, white republic that you people say you want? Now, the Harold Covington has pretty well told you how, you know, that what you ought to want. He's been doing your thinking for you. How are you going to go ahead and get there from here? Now, folks, in the conquest of this continent, we went ahead and exterminated the hell out of the Indians. And there are people, white people in South Dakota, at least when I was a kid, thought that it should have been done a lot more thorough. Custer should have been given a free hand to exterminate all the Indians. Screw putting a reservation in South Dakota. Now, you know, people who lived on what used to be reservation lands, like my great-grandparents and grandparents, why, they were all for that here. No white, you know, no white South Dakotan ever believed that we could go ahead and live together in peace. If you did believe you could live together in peace and marry into them, you were what was called a squaw man. Squaw men were looking down more than actual Indians. Couldn't help being Indians. Squaw men were the lowest of the low. So what we have is we have all these mamsers, and they're saying, we gotta have peace, we gotta have peace with these creatures. Well, how's that going to be possible? How is that going to happen? How is that possibly going to happen? Well, I know how it's going to happen. I know exactly how it's going to happen. The white race, like Jesus Christ promises, will be reduced to a remnant. There is a great tribulation coming. And I tell pigs, I tell everybody straight up, I have a dream, So like Martin Luther Kong, I have a dream. I have a dream where this great coast-to-coast nut house is essentially a fire with the four horsemen of the apocalypse. And unlike Finkelstein and Elier and Captain Senility, Emma Heiser, and the Mamser Fermentor, I don't think it is Gaius Marius, Felix Sulla, Julius Caesar, and Mark Antony. No, I believe it's war, famine, pestilence, and death. Of course, death sort of would follow here from the war, famine, and pestilence, but never mind. Makes sense there. You get a double, however it works here, you get a double hoping, you know, heaping, helping of death. Folks, I have a dream. Only 10 million ex-Whiggers alive, ruled by 10,000 warlords. Essentially, let Jesus Christ go ahead and sort them out. He's not the savior of the Mamsers. He's not the savior of the rest of them. But here you have all these characters, all these white supremacists who, just like in the militia days, I remember the Republic of Texas. What happens? This one guy named McClarendon or something like that came up with all this crazy shit about how their civil was the Republic of Texas. He got himself elected president, and they were at war. And Zog went ahead and killed one or two militiamen, and they went ahead and sent the rest of them to life imprisonment for daring to rebel against Zog. And I think the character's probably still in jail here. And all these militiamen who swore no more Wakos, they went ahead and said, well, these people don't believe in the constipation, the bill of goods. Why, they want to secede from it. Well, yeah, they do. So they pissed down their leg, and they found an excuse not to go ahead and do the no more Wakos thing. And was anybody surprised? No. Was anybody disappointed? Nah, hell, even I was a little bit disappointed with that shit. But on the other hand, it was just nothing but overblown rhetoric. Folks, Don Black will piss down his leg and run for the tall grass. Even idiot criminals, like on Volksfront, will piss down their leg, and they did run for the tall grass. What is this, sir? You have a right to be pissed off with being disenfranchised and dispossessed in your own country, but resorting to the attacks of cowardice and evil are not a solution to build something better. How can you build something better? If a Jew or a man's or a pig's just going to take it away from you. Folks, these are the words of essentially whiners and pissers and moaners here. Folks, I don't have a problem with telling these judges, these lawyers, I welcome the chance to go ahead and grab one of your kids and torture them and to go ahead and make a complaint of child molestation against you. And folks, you're going to go ahead and plead guilty. You know, I don't really care whether you plead guilty 15 minutes before the skinning, 15 minutes after the skinning, 4 days after the skinning. Hell, if you're a real, real, real tough pig, I'll take it as a personal challenge to make you confess. So like Felix Dzerzhinsky here, why the direct current in the Lubyanka was enough, so occasionally go ahead and round up some real tough pigs and then hook up their nuts here to the magneto coil of a Model T and crack her up here. From what I gather, real tough pigs went ahead and usually confessed, record 26 seconds. I used to have one too. Which is tougher, Russian pigs or American pigs? And essentially, I sort of think we ought to go ahead and find out. Nope. Why in the world go ahead and show any mercy to criminals? Why show any mercy to traitors? Did, when there was a Benjamite Civil War, did they go ahead and have any mercy on little 2 or 3 year old baby girls? And the answer is no. That's why they had to go ahead and essentially kill an entire village to find wives for 200 and then allow them to kidnap the rest of the 400 so the tribe of Benjamin could be reconstituted within Palestine, within Israel. Now, they were already scattered all the way from Great Britain to Afghanistan or India. But we're talking about the tribe which was lived in the land which had formerly been that of Canaan and who were to be destroyed. Everything that breathed. No, folks, there is no point to mercy to criminals and traitors. None at all. None at all. You are not a soldier when you attack women, children, defenseless. Well, folks, George Washington, father of the country. He set out his extermination campaign against the Iroquois to destroy their ability to, in turn, exterminate the colonial settlements in upstate New York at the time. We all know what Sherman did to the South. Now, folks, the reason the South lost is they had a bunch of Masonic ass clowns who really liked niggers and Jews, and they didn't really believe in going ahead and getting down to the sort of warfare which would go ahead and destroy their property. Folks, South could have won the war. Okay, North, you want niggers? Here, now have them all. Free niggers. Free niggers. Send them up North. Well, there won't be a chicken, you know, there won't be a hen house or a watermelon patch safe here, but we'll just go ahead and whip them niggers and send them North your way. If they had wanted to, they could have fought a guerrilla war. An intense guerrilla war. Which would have gone ahead and, you know, been like the 30 Years' War in Germany. And been like, well, the 100 Years' War in France. At the end of it, essentially, the South would have been ungovernable. And they would have, you know, they would have won the war. But they didn't want to do that. Their leadership didn't want to do that. Okay? So, in any case here, I'm sort of looking at the chat room. I don't know if there's anything here really left here. It seemed to have died a little bit on me. Let's see here. Yep, I'm going to need to go ahead and reconnect. So, it looks like I went ahead and lost the connection here. Okay, here, folks. That's different. Anyway, folks, I had a little bit of a stop here. Folks, we're going to go ahead and essentially take a break here. I imagine, I don't know how long Russ has been on. Russ, go ahead and give me a call in about 2 minutes here, and I'll save the chat and do whatever else I need to do. Folks, hail victory. Yes, I admit we got a wigger problem. Wiggers always on my mind. The way they run to and fro, the way you'll never find. Yes, I admit we got a wigger problem. Build a drop up to the top. The way they run to and fro, and they're always eating crop. I wake up and ride away if they wake and come to mind. The way they run to and fro, the wiggers you'll never find. Yes, I admit we got a wigger problem. Wiggers always on my mind. The way they run to and fro, sister wiggers you'll never find. Yes, I admit we got a wigger problem. Build a drop up to the top. The way they run to and fro, and they're always eating drop. Wiggers keep remembering how good God used to be. Being taught long ago, our freedom's memory. Yes, I admit we got a wigger problem. Wiggers always on my mind. The way they run to and fro, took the wiggers you'll never find. Yes, I admit we got a wigger problem. Build a drop up to the top. the way they run to and fro. And they're always eating crap. The way they run to and fro. And they're always eating crap.
Okay, Russ, you can go ahead and call in here. It looks like Mass was there. Essentially, I had to have an internet burp here, which occurs quite a bit on my wonderful internet cable company here. Well, guest number three, we can only go ahead and find out here. I think we'll start skinning up on the Pisser Poofter Possums here. How's that here?
Anyway, Ross, go ahead and give me a call in. Oh, Roy. Hello, how you doing, Ross?
Hey, pretty good.
Okay, here. Anyway, I had a sort of internet burp here to where I didn't really notice that nothing was going on in the chat room. In any case, Russ, I don't know if you heard about this Wade Michael Page who went ahead and shot a bunch of dotheads in their own little...
News.
It was in the news.
In Wisconsin somewhere.
In Wisconsin, just south of Milwaukee, some suburb of Milwaukee. Pretty well, it's been about 20 years since I drove a truck up there. It's pretty, you know, you do have farmland between Chicagoland and Milwaukee. It's just that it is sort of built up. You end up having a number of old built-up places there. But let's see. Where was I? Anyway, from what I gather, listening to what where this character was here, he was 40 years old. He served in the Army, initially as a Hawk missile repairman, which requires some intelligence, you know what I mean? He was a musician. He, he'd go ahead and form a number of bands. He'd go ahead and he'd have jobs. You know, he went ahead and lasted, I think, either 6 or 8 years in the Army. Got in trouble, figured out he couldn't go ahead and stand, last 20 years. He didn't last 20 years. He got a general discharge. Discharged 6 months after he gets out, he'll become honorable. So essentially left on somewhat of a cloud here. From what I gather, he was drunk and insubordinate is what they were claiming. He sort of reminds me of this sergeant who essentially was an E6 and got busted down to Spec 4, E4, and then E1 for essentially letting his inherent racism show he didn't much care for niggers at all. Here he was in the Army. And he got busted down. He started out as an E6, and he got busted down. Mainly at the instigation of the nigger, battery sergeant here, or top sergeant, E8. He got busted down. He got a full grade Article 15 from E64, and then he got regular Article 15s for about the same thing, and got busted down from E4 to E1. You understand what I'm saying?
Well, he didn't fit in the Army, obviously.
Well, generally, there's a lot of these people who don't fit in the Army here. I mean, I only signed up for 2 years, and pretty well, I was wishing the Army had a one-year program. Essentially, though, is he started out fairly intelligent as a Hawk repairman. I mean, this is a technical position to where you are repairing a missile which is run by radar to go ahead and shoot down a jet or helicopter or whatever. It's a surface-to-air missile, a major one. Essentially, this guy had some brains there. He pretty well read a number of these, racist rock bands. He went ahead and hung around the movement. And he ended up going ahead and was a truck driver and a number of things. He ended up losing his job. And essentially, he lost his girlfriend. He was going down in the scale of things. And this is common within white people. I mean, more and more and more, you end up hearing about these college graduates who essentially have, what, $60,000, $100,000 student loans, debt. They can't pay. They can't find a job. They move in with their grandmother or their, you know, their parents. They go ahead and live in their parents' basements.
Martin, the whole society is collapsing.
Whole society is collapsing. I mean, really, if it wasn't for the fact that they look for a, quote, white supremacist, if he was just Joe Blow from Kokomo, this would have been on the news, what, 10 minutes? 10 minutes! What happens, they were looking for the great white nationalist, racist murderer. They didn't find it in the crazy Jew boy, Joe Lee Lofter. They found out he was a Jew, so that got dropped. Essentially, the Batman shooter here in Aurora, Colorado, he wasn't a white supremacist, so that got dropped. I mean, actually, just 6 people killed? That's not a big shooting, is it?
You know, while you were talking there,
mm-hmm.
There are about 17,000 murders in the United States a year. That's about 45 or 46 a day.
Well, it used to be that when Compton was running, there'd be a nigger killed every day in Compton, town of 100,000. They said that the murder rate was higher than Washington, D.C. It was 1 per 1,000 per year.
Well, that's not a surprise.
Okay.
Compton's west of L.A. It's a sorry place.
What the hell? It looks like I got kicked off here. Alrighty. Well, it looks like this show has gone ahead and ended here. You know, it just went ahead and burped here. I think it's because of my internet connection.
Why is that? Why is that? Is the voice still coming across or not?
No, I got hung up. But anyway, you're still there here.
There's no voice here.
Yeah, I know.
He's on the phone. This guy, 3, has come in now. He says, Marty, cut the show short so we go to worship his local Sikh temple. It's fun. So, now, the chat room is still going, Martin.
Yeah, I know. I'm going to go ahead and write. We'll start in a half hour here. Okay, show ended here. So, in any case here, it did end here. I mean, we'll go ahead and tell them they'll start restarting in a half hour. I'm going to go ahead and finish talking to you, and I'm going to go ahead and restart the show. Okay?
What's
she
doing that? They can't hear me.
Well, you're on. I'm recording an MP3.
Oh, so you just replay it. You just replay it.
Well, I'll just go ahead and replay it later on here. I mean, essentially, this was not a burp from the cell phone. This was a burp from TalkShoe. You know what I mean?
I agree with you that the Yahweh's got to come in and kill millions of people. He's got to cleanse the earth.
Yeah. Well, there's going to be a great tribulation.
And I don't know if your numbers are right. Who the hell knows? But the bottom line is, until the white man is crushed down the damn ground, he ain't going to do jack. He's more worried about a football game than all of those.
Exactly.
I got to say.
Exactly. That's all it is here. It's just nigger ball and, you know, eat shit, sleep, you know, tomorrow we die. And they don't really care. I mean, actually, just 6 people killed and then a few more wounded. I mean, normally, if it wasn't quote, white supremacism, this shit wouldn't even be noticed much. You know what I mean? It'd have been what? 10 minutes.
Anyway.
10 minutes on the news.
Let me get off. I got the basic pitch.
Well, anyway, here in Joplin, Missouri, these ragheads, you know, their little mosque. Yeah, it's been, you know, there have been people trying to burn it down for 4 years, and, what, a couple of days ago, they did burn it down.
They succeeded.
And essentially you got 30 FBI pigs in Joplin, supposedly looking. You have all these here stupid wiggers, Episcopalian wiggers mainly, whining and pissing and moaning about how they, the good people of Joplin are go ahead and build them a whole new little mosque so the hate will not work.
When,
you know what I mean?
When I was in prison, the craziest guys were the arsonists. Every problem they had, they solved with arson. Burned people's homes down, cars, home businesses, they didn't care. And the trouble with arson is the evidence is not just physically destroyed, it's chemically destroyed. That's what makes it so difficult to solve those crimes.
Well, generally, you know, the firebugs are not too crazy. You know, they're crazy is what they are, mainly. They're fucked up in the head to begin with, most of them. Right?
Yeah, hey, but George Bush is the same thing, only on a bigger scale. What else can
Well, yeah.
Okay.
Well, can you imagine...
Take off.
Okay, well, let me go ahead. All these white nationalists are whining about Dresden and Hiroshima and Nagasaki, but oh no, we can't go ahead and let little baby, little dot heads die here, but we're going to go ahead and fight Zog. You see how that's sort of screwed up?
Of course it is.
It's screwed up. I mean, essentially, they care more. I mean, I've seen these people. I don't know if you listened to that. I've seen ever since, 1993... essentially, the pissing and the moaning and the whining and the kvetching here about, how Zog has been bad to us. And essentially, when it comes down to it, every single time, these great movement leaders, Don Black and Volksfront, I mean, I'm so surprised Volksfront went ahead and said that stupid shit, because they're just usually a bunch of criminal mamsers here and bikers and all sorts of other vermin like that. Okay, well, I'll let you go here.
Okay.
Anyway, I'll go ahead and start the show, but you're probably going to be in bed, aren't you?
Yeah, probably.
All righty. Talk to you later.
Bye.
All right. Hail victory. Anyway, folks, I'm going to go ahead and restart the show. It's going to take me about 15, 20 minutes to do so. So we'll be back in a little bit. Hail victory.
Cutting on the roadside, cutting in the ditch. Big Ted cutting you black sound bitch. Daddy was a Klansman, a Southern Democrat. Long white sheets and funny looking hats. Singing songs, song of the South. Whoop a nigger's ass and burn his house. Gone, gone with the wind. Ain't no nigger talking back again.
You smell something funny when you walk down the street, you're in Coontown. You look and see garbage all over the street, you're in Coontown. Up and down the street there ain't nothing but trash. Nigger girls trying to get a nigger boy cash. Then you even see a spook with a big mustache in Coontown. On the corner there's a nigger with a drink in his hand, that's Coontown. Trying to bum a nickel from whoever he can in Coontown. And don't be surprised, you can make a bet. If you go back tomorrow, he'll be there yet. He's trying to get drunk, and drunk he's gonna get in Coontown. Going to work in Coontown. They seem to think that work is for jerks out of Coontown. He don't do nothing but sleep and doze. He don't wake until his eyes are tired of being closed. It's half a day's work for him to scratch his toes in Coontown. It amazes me to see the way they live in Coontown. They do all the taking while we have to give to Coontown. The nightman worries, the nigger don't care, cause at the end of the month, the check will be there. Every nigger earns his living off the old welfare in Coontown. Every nigger earns his living off the old welfare in Coontown.
Okay, folks, let's see here. I have a bad internet connection. And essentially, I'm going to go ahead and wait for Logan to go ahead and call in to the home phone. Logan, you can call in to the home phone because I've gone ahead and hung it up. Essentially, I need to go ahead and use the home phone to go ahead and dial in. And then, once I'm dialed in, to go ahead and, well, essentially unmute Pastor Linstead's cell phone, i.e. my own, and then go ahead and start the show. So if you're listening, it's time to go ahead and call in, Logan. Okay? But we have a, we are plagued. Well, I am plagued, not we. Okay. Hello, Logan, right?
Hi. So actually, Russ didn't have much to say.
Well, essentially, okay, it says I've hung up here. I need to go ahead and dial back in here. What happens, we're having internet problems.
Yeah. Well, I've already posted my show. I hope I don't... Yeah.
No, this is my problem, not your problem. This is my problem.
Yeah.
Okay?
Yeah.
Okay, folks, we're having nothing but problems here tonight. Anyway, I got Logan on the house phone. I'll go ahead and try to keep an eye on the chat. I don't know if you can go ahead and hear me now. You should be able to, but on the other hand, this has been pretty well talks to snafu. And, folks, you should know what snafu means, right? Situation normal, all fucked up, okay?
Okay, now look, I don't know if I get six, but I just turn my speakers on and off, and I do hear you, so the
okay.
Going through right now.
All right. Well, we'll go ahead and go on with it here. Tomorrow you'll end up having a show. I was down to the post office today, mailing off to a nut a package up in St. Joseph. And essentially, the lady at the post office couldn't weigh a package here. Her package was connected to the internet to go ahead and determine exactly how much it weighed and what was the postage and where it was going. And essentially, she couldn't, she didn't have an ordinary little spring-loaded postage meter. She, I guess she could have, if she had to, go ahead and figure it out. But essentially, her little postage meter and everything else was connected to the internet. That's the same internet connection that I have. So this was today.
Pathetic, Mark. Look, the whole country is basically producing a bunch of retards. America has turned into a welfare state, a police state, one big mud shark state. I called you today, okay?
Yeah.
And this is what I see. Not just the white women that are fucking all the niggers and spicks and all the non-whites, but even the white men that want to do the same or they're liberals and they want to help destroy the white race.
Well, here in Joplin, conservative city. Let's see, it was a day or so ago, around 3 o'clock in the morning, from what I get, about two nights ago, essentially, for the last 4 years, even time when I was in the nut house, you had these people who go ahead and try to set fire to this mosque here. And from what I get, the first time occurred way back in 2007. And what happens is that the next to last attack occurred on the morning of the 4th of July. And it burned a corner of the roof. And then, 2 days ago, they managed to go ahead and burn down the entire freaking mosque. And you have, and the worst of them are these Episcopalian, Whigger dumbasses, with their lesbian priests and, women, lesbian priests and all this sort of stupid shit. They're going ahead and, please, ragheads, go ahead and hold your Ramadan services in our little temple, blah, 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 blah. And, this is stupid shit. Just stupid shit. Just normal, typical of Uyghurs. You know what I mean? They don't know any better. They just, they believe it's stupid shit. You got 30 FBI agents supposedly combing. Probably go ahead and be listening to this show, and I'll go ahead and give a caveat, is that I don't know anything about it, and I don't want to know anything about it. But, in any case, the understanding here. I was explaining to Roxy's Anglo Mestizo niece here, Debbie, and her part Indian boyfriend. Essentially, these people do not belong in this country. there's not room to go ahead and supply the whole of the world here. There's not enough jobs. There's not enough money. There's not enough anything to go ahead and supply every critter that wants to come in here and essentially take what the white man and the Anglo-Mestizo have here in order to go ahead and live the American dream here. It's not possible. And heck, this guy understood it. This guy understood it. You know what I mean? But Wiggers, they seem to think that...
My solution is all the Wiggers are so-called whites, all these Wiggers, all the Wiggers that don't want to live in an all-white country and don't want to play by Yahweh's rules and don't want to, work hard, and all these Wiggers that want to love the Jews and love all these other races, just send them to Africa or China or Mexico. And as far as I'm concerned, I guess let them all get gang raped and beat the hell out of them and slit their throats.
I yelled them all, and I spayed the old heifers and couldn't squeeze out a white one. You know, the rest of them here would just pretty well be used as rape slaves to go ahead and breed a new neo-aristocracy for the white race. But in any case, I'd go ahead and send them as plow eunuchs to Mexico or Africa or China or wherever the hell, and they could go ahead and enjoy the love of diversity. You know what I mean? But no, what you end up having is you have Uyghurs who want to go ahead and destroy...
All these white women that want to bed down with the niggers and spicks, okay? See how much fun it is to live in Africa, basically without the white man's technology and all his hard work and inventions. You see, basically, they want to live off our dime. They want to live off of our blood, sweat, and toil. That's what these Uyghurs and these mud sharks want to do, is... Basically, they want to bring down the whole white race with them. The hell with them, Martin.
Well, that's exactly what they're going to go ahead and get here. I mean, critters like Cousin Randy Turner, this, you know, this Joplin pig chief here, Wayne Roberts. Oh, I don't have jurisdiction of it, but all these people, whoever went ahead and set fire to this place, needs to be locked up and, you know, put in prison for life here. It's awful what ended up happening. And, you know, I mean, you know, look, Pig, you are a soldier of Zog. You are a traitor. You and your family need to go ahead and be sent to Niggerland where they don't much care for you, stupid ass. I mean, what you're trying to do is you're trying to go ahead, essentially, in order to feel good for yourself, in order to justify your existence, you want to go ahead and go against these patriots. I think they are racial patriots who went ahead and understood is that these cockroach people don't belong in Joplin. They don't belong here. Now, from what I gather, they've had people burn the thing even while I was in the nut house, but essentially, they finally burned the son of a bitch to the ground, and I'm glad. You know what I mean? I'm glad that they burned that place to the fucking ground. You know what I mean? Right?
Yeah.
Yeah. And as far as this, you know...
Yeah.
Well, I don't know if you heard, you know, what I was saying before here, but what you end up having, I've been in the, quote, bowel movement for, what, 19 years now. Ever since, what, the summer or so of 1993 after Waco. And, you know, going ahead and helping form militias and all this sort of thing. You know, I was sort of a mid-level operative here. Most of the original, you know, militias in Missouri were formed of what, about a dozen or fewer white people, and almost all had a cadre of Klan or Christian identity or both who used to be in the military. You know what I mean? But everything, you know, I mean, that's what the militias used to be. Used to be racist, small militias. Essentially what they were, survival groups here. And they're more and more common. I think everybody realizes that Zog is fucked. This current social order is fucked. It's going to go ahead and fall apart. It ain't around very much long. Now, this Wade Michael Page, I went ahead and I looked at his record. I mean, heck, he was a Hawk missile repairman, which means he wasn't a dumb nigger. You know what I mean? You don't have to be a rocket scientist in order to go ahead and repair these rockets, but you have to have... Oh, you have to be able to be trained to read a schematic, a wiring diagram. You've got to be able to go ahead and know what you are doing. Right? I was in fire direction control for the Lance missile, which is more complex than the Hawk. But essentially, the Hawk was pretty complex. It was a fairly complex, essentially radar-guided surface-to-air missile. It was meant to go ahead and shoot down jets. It was meant to shoot down helicopters. If it flew up in the air and it was bigger than a fly or a buzzard, essentially, it was meant to go ahead and shoot down enemy aircraft. You understand what I'm saying? Right?
Yeah.
So it requires somewhat of an intelligent person of at least 100 IQ to go ahead and repair this stuff here. Back in the day, it used to be the warrant officers who did this sort of thing. You know what I mean? Not enlisted men. But essentially, I guess that, you know, from what I gather, probably the Hawk was nearing its, lifetime. Because essentially, when I was over there, essentially the Hawk was still a somewhat older missile system, even when I was there, you know, 10 years previously. So I guess what happens, he was trained at that MOS, Military Occupational Specialty, and essentially what they've gone ahead and used is Stingers, you know, shoulder-operated, you know, surface-to-air missiles.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? I don't know if they still have Hawk missile, but, you know, batteries or not. They used to have a lot of them. They used to have, you know, entire battalions. And essentially this guy was smart enough to do it. He was a musician. He was not a dumbass. He was actually, you know that he at least had, what, 100 IQ. He was of at least high, he was at least of average high, no, you know, normal intelligence. I don't know, I don't think it was a rocket science or anything like that. But here you go. He goes ahead and he gets a general discharge out of the Army. You know, probably he got, you know, detected for racism or whatever, and he got booted out. You know what I mean? Got booted out, probably from my guy. He had a number of tattoos, and essentially they eased him out of the Army, and then he goes from job to job to job, and he starts losing these jobs here. So essentially he is financially on his way out. He doesn't have any guidance, you know what I mean? Didn't have someone like me to say, well, I'll tell you what here, heck, why don't you go ahead and you can live for $100 a month in the house across the street here and get your meals, and essentially we'll go ahead and look for you to go ahead and find a little menial job here, and essentially you go ahead and work your way to doing well here. No, he was like a lot of white men, he was going down, 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 down. He didn't have any capital, he didn't have any family, he didn't have anybody who is actually, you know, there to help him. And essentially what happens, I think it wasn't a plan.
I understand. Basically, he didn't have a support group, and even though he was like a guitar player in a white power band, but he wasn't a member of Aryan Nations or the KKK or anything, was he?
I don't think so, no. I mean, essentially what they're doing is like our remark to Russ here, six dead and, you know, a bunch more wounded here. This is not really a major, you know, I mean, even, what, a dozen years ago when this shit sort of started happening here, I mean, the joke was the school shooting season usually begins in late April and ends till school gets out here, when the little nippers get a little bit pissy or something like that. That's when the school shooting season. I mean, this was not really a big thing here. The only reason it's a big thing is that now, at long last, they got a white supremacist to go ahead and pin these killings on. I mean, they're trying to pin it.
Everybody, look, they call every white person that they don't like a white supremacist. I mean, no joke.
Well, to be honest with you, we may call ourselves white nationalists or white separatists here, but come on, Russ, you think you're far superior than a Jew, don't you? You know, Jews are spawn of Satan here. I mean, you're superior to a Jew, right? You consider yourself superior to a Jew, right?
See, but okay,
I've never seen even the biggest Quaker.
I don't go out and call myself a white supremacist to the whole world. I said,
No. But when it comes down to it, you're superior. You know, you think of yourself as being superior to niggers and Jews and lesser breeds. You know what I mean? Right?
But Yahweh said that. I don't have to say that if you read the scripture.
Okay, well, I mean, I don't mind saying it here. It don't bother me one damn bit. You know what I mean? I mean, yes, Jew boy, I am superior to you. You're a small Satan.
Okay.
Nigger, I'm far superior to you. I'm a white man. You know what I mean? Huh?
Okay, but the thing is, here's the thing. Even if I think that the white race is superior, basically the chairs have risen above the wheat, and basically they have taken control of everything.
Well, that's what Yahweh said would happen, right? Yahweh said you would be brought, you would be, if you didn't obey me, if you didn't keep my covenant, you didn't keep your deal, you would be brought very, very low on the racial alien, would be put very, very high. It says that three or four places in the Bible, doesn't it? Right?
Yeah, and the thing is, that's why I blame the Wiggers for my problem, okay?
That's why I blame Wiggers for it, too.
Right.
I mean, it's sort of hard, I mean, if you really believe what we believe, that Jews are the spawn of Satan, it's sort of hard to go ahead and blame a Jew for being a Jew, ain't it? Right? I expect Jews to act like the spawn of Satan, and, you know...
No, a nigger can only act for what a nigger can be, a goof can only be a goof, and Jews are double, and they come from their father, Satan. They can only be doubled. I mean...
Yeah, that's right, well...
I mean, brother, if they were... Brother Nathaniel Kavner, I don't care if you dress brother, dress him up nice and get him to say a few nice words. He's still a devil.
Well, you know the Russian words for baptized Christian Jew, don't you? They call him a wet Jew. I mean, essentially, he's just a wet Jew. That's all he is. You know what I mean? Wet Jew. You know, I mean, the word for Christian baptized Jew is the same as wet Jew. You know what I mean? Is what I've heard. I mean, Jew boys, very seldom disappoint me here. Eli has disappointed me a couple times, but that's because he's able to impersonate a white man every so often here. Finkelschitty, after I figured out he's a lying kike, has not disappointed me one bit here. I mean, essentially, I expect nothing but evil from old, mild, swell Fink. You know, the Mamzer from Mentor, Brian Wright, Jeremy Visser. I mean, hey, I expect Mamzer behavior. I expect Jew behavior. I mean, what happens is that usually, I mean, I get uneasy when a nigger behaves himself because I'm saying, don't let your guard down here. I mean, it's still a nigger, Martin. It's still a nigger. It's not going to be anything other than a nigger.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? I mean, it can go ahead and ape.
Yeah.
It can go ahead and ape being something else other than a nigger, but, I mean, just throw out some peanuts or a banana here or a white woman and it's going to go ahead and act according to its nature. You know what I mean? Right?
Yeah.
Right? I mean, let's not be surprised at how these critters act. Let's not be the least surprised how these critters act. Should we? And the answer is no. But what I'm sort of surprised, I'm sort of surprised that Volksfront went ahead and came up with this, oh no, you're a coward and a murderer, to this guy who did far more than these chicken shits will ever do. Don Black. He goes ahead, he accepts some money, he goes ahead and allows the TARs to go ahead and yap their mouth, yawn their mouth, and essentially here it is, he pisses down his leg and runs for the tall grass. Now this has been revealed that the guy went ahead and made, seven or eight posts over 4 years? You know what I mean? I've seen them, when this thing came down, they were going ahead and flagging entire all pages of posts until they're, looking for something here that they could go ahead and hide. I've seen Stormfront go ahead and delete entire threads that make them look stupid. I've gone ahead and seen them take down stuff, which makes them go ahead and look stupid. I've seen Linder do the same thing. I mean, essentially, all it is just cowardice. That's all it is, right?
Yeah. The white race, the wiggers, are a bunch of cowards.
Yeah, and chicken shits and liars and idiots.
Hey, listen, for fear of the Jew, okay?
For fear of the Jew, for fear of the nigger, for fear of the other whigger in position of power. I mean, pigs get very, 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 oh, annoyed when I tell them is that I hate your guts. You destroyed my family, and the only way you're going to be able to repay it is through the, you know, the extermination, the destruction, the torture, the skinning, the wood chipping of your family. I mean, you know, I'm not in the mood to forgive and forget here. As I look at it, you know, if I have a position of power over you and do whatever the hell you want here, you're going to go ahead and give me whatever I want. But what I mainly want is your extermination here. I mean, when my grandchildren were taken on April 9, 2004, I swore an oath to Yahweh, you know, that I would go ahead, Yahweh, let me live, let me go ahead and do whatever is necessary so that I can go ahead and send the entire family, children too, of these evildoers, let me send them screaming to hell. You know what I mean? I mean, you know, I did consider going ahead and loading up with a gun and essentially killing every fucking social worker that I could find for going ahead and destroying my family. You know what I mean? I knew where their lair was.
Yeah.
I mean, as far as I'm concerned, they're just dead men walking. If, you know, I mean, essentially, if you're the great-grandchild of a social worker who stole children, you need to die. And the only way you can go ahead and make that, the only way you can go ahead and make that right is if you go ahead and skin out your parents and your brothers and your sisters and the rest here. I mean, as far as I'm concerned, there's no such thing as innocence. There's only sides. And if you are a mamzer living in this country, you have no right to live here. None whatsoever. This is not your country. You have no business living there. Your children have no business living there. You don't belong, you know, here. Right?
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, you know, this is, you know, I mean, you can't have a white nation or an ethnic state unless you make it quite clear that none other are allowed to live. You can't go ahead and allow Whiggers to go ahead and say, well, this is my pet Jew. I want him to go ahead and have a special place where he can go ahead and intermarry and interbreed with us here and pretty well run our social order here. And, oh, I'd like to go ahead and have a few little Jews in my army. You can't allow that, can you? Right?
No, you can't.
No.
I mean, because look. Okay, every time the Jews sneaks into these so-called white power organizations, they totally destroy it, they totally get you away from Yahweh and the racial purity, and basically it turns into some, you know, it's like a 9/11 truth movement. All the people in 9/11 truth are all a bunch of Jews and Wiggers. That's why they're never going to go anywhere with it.
They're not meant to go anywhere. It's just meant to be a little tard corral, which goes ahead and leaves a little bit of notion here. I mean, I've gone ahead. You know, here's Eli Jew. Here's Eli James talking about the evilness of Jews. Well, he sure as fuck looks like, you know, why does Eli James look like a Chicago Sephardic Jew? Answer, because he is a Chicago Sephardic Jew. Why does Finkelstein, or at least Finkelstein's sister, you know, why does Fink have a Jew name like Fink? Why does he act like a Jew? Why does he do what he does here?
Well, the Jew name.
When did he do this?
Yeah.
Well, he's a couple times gone ahead and whined about why he has a Canaanite name here. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Up. Looks like let me see here. Hold on here. Hey, we've been talking for 28 minutes. Let's go ahead and take a 2-minute break so I can go ahead and come in here, okay? I've been dropped.
I'll be back on the phone in 2 minutes.
All right, bye. All right, folks, here's a break. Hail Victory.
My papa's son wandering out a smoking gun. Now some of you
would live through me and lock me up and throw away the key. Or just find a place to hide away and hope that I'll just go away. And I feel alright. I feel alright tonight. Feel alright. Feel alright tonight. And I bring you precious contraband and ancient tales from distant lands. Conquerors and concubines and conjurers from darker times. A betrayal and conspiracy and sacrilege and heresy. And I feel alright. I feel alright tonight. I feel alright. I feel alright tonight.
Well, looks like we got the audio back, and I'm going to have to go ahead and be really careful here, but I don't think it was my cell phone which dropped me. I think it was actually the crappy internet connection here. So I'll go ahead and keep an eye, but we did go ahead and get about 28 minutes of recording on my MP3. So we're back for the, what, third or fourth section of the movement turret here. Okay, Russ, you with me? I don't know if Russell's with me. I think he left. He went ahead and he's squeezing out a loaf. He left a cricket behind here. Who knows here? In any case here, let me go ahead and read the stupid shit that these idiot Mamzer criminals from Volksfront, a.k.a. Dukesfront, went ahead and said. We'd like to remind any men feeling frustration and aggravation with the state of our country that attacks on women, children, and civilian targets make you no better and no different than the ANC, Al-Qaeda, or any other pack of terrorist cowards. Really? Why is Al-Qaeda a terrorist coward? All they want is essentially for Zog to go ahead and get the hell out of, the Holy Land, as they look at it, Saudi Arabia, the Middle East, Afghanistan. I mean, if they live there, they want, Zog to leave. Essentially, what we're doing in Zog, in Afghanistan, is fighting an imperial colonialist war, but unlike the British or the Russians or the Romans or whatever, who realized that they couldn't really expect the natives to appreciate them coming in and looting the country and essentially telling them how to live or anything like that. Why, Uyghurs, Zoglings actually expect that we're going to be loved here for going over there in Iraq or Afghanistan or Iran or wherever.
What?
Yeah. And telling them what to do.
I'm back. Hey, look.
All right.
I had a couple of points I wanted to bring up before.
Okay. Well, let me go ahead and read this. woke slut thing, and I'll let you make your points, okay?
Go ahead.
All right. You have a right to be pissed off with being disenfranchised and dispossessed in your own country. Ain't that big of them? But resorting to tactics of cowardice and evil are not a solution to build something better. Well, yes, let's go ahead and build something better. And then, when the Jew and the Mamzer and the rest go ahead and take it from you, well, whine like a pussy here. But don't go ahead and fight back. Why no? There are various political options out there that operate completely within the law that can bring positive change to the situations we are all facing. Really? Hell, I'm not allowed to go ahead and run for state or federal or local office because I'm a, quote, white supremacist. Do these retards think that they're going to go ahead? There's a political solution? I believe there's a political solution. But generally, civil war is a political solution. It goes ahead and decides who lives and who dies and who is going to go ahead and live to make up this new nation state. But go on. In fact, lone wolf type attacks on innocents hurt whatever causes you may believe in. Really? I mean, essentially, Volksfront, what cause do you believe in? Essentially just being a bunch of biker nitwits running around? I mean, folks, I wouldn't trust my dog or Roxy or my grandkids if I had them with these biker vermin. These idiot vermin. That's why Pastor Richard Butler went ahead and lost, what, 95% of his church? Because they didn't really want this kind of vermin hanging around and being part of the new Aryan nations. But go on. No revolution will succeed without the support of the people. Well, the answer I have is what kind of people? The only people I wish to go ahead and get any support from are about 10 million ex-Wiggers. The rest, as far as I'm concerned, need to die in the Great Tribulation. I mean, I don't think Noah went ahead and said, let's have a revolution. Let's have a revolution. I'm going to go ahead and build an ark, and I'm only going to go ahead and be able to build it with the support of the people, all these Mamzers, you know, all these critters who are screwing dukes and demons and pigs and all this sort of thing. Well, I always succeed in boat building here with the support of the people. Well, from my guess, Noah went ahead and built the ark without the support of the people. And what happens is Yahweh helped them commit a revolutionary act by letting it rain. Well, Noah didn't really have anything to do with that. Noah understood is that chances are there's no political solution here. His job was to go ahead, essentially not to go ahead and build a boat to put, you know, Wiggers on who got converted. I bet that Noah went ahead and told a few people what you need to do is you need to get out of Zog. You need to go ahead and work your way out of this Tarim Basin, what, 650 by 350 miles wide. You need to go ahead and work your way to our Adamic kinsmen in Europe. Get around Cain Sargon. Get around the Sons of the Key. You need to go ahead and move your way around here. You need to go ahead and get around. You need to go ahead and leave here. Don't expect a boat ride. I'm not going to go. I'm not going ahead and giving you a boat ticket. You need to leave. You need to go ahead. And essentially, there was no political solution. What happens, unlike Abraham, who lived about, 200-some years later, Noah's only solution, Yahweh's only solution, was to drown out all these Wiggers who had gone ahead and corrupted themselves, who had gone ahead and done some Peter Duncan here, who had gone ahead and stuffed their wick here. But more of the point here, you don't expect a revolution from a bunch of Mamzers or a bunch of Jews or a bunch of other critters. No, 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 no. This is not a revolution which is coming up. This is a tribulation. This is a civil war. This is a great collapse here. We're not building anything. There's nothing to be built. You can't go ahead and build something and they expect to keep it. Like it says in the Bible, when you sin, you will go ahead and sow the seed, and what little does grow here will be harvested by others, and others will eat it. You will not be able to go ahead and let your children live. No, what happens is what Mr. Wade Michael Page did was normal. It was to be expected. And when someone has to do what he feels he has to do here, chicken shits like Volksfront and Don Black have no moral right to go ahead and tell them they're wrong. No moral right to say, oh, please, go ahead and come in, and then when you go ahead and do something, we're going to disavow you. We're going to piss down our leg and run for the tall grass here. Now, if I had been, well, acknowledged as a superior of Wade and Michael Page, I'd have simply said, Mike, please. What happens is that get on your feet. What you need to do is we'll see what we can go ahead and do for you. Maybe it's time to move to the Northwest. It's time to move out of Niggerland. It's time to move out of Seekland. It's time to move out of Shitwalkie. It's time to simply go ahead and form a new life somewhere else. Go ahead and just simply abandon these people who have not helped you out one bit and just simply head, to the Northwest or... So head over here, we'll work on getting your life together here. But, this is not the work of a political soldier here. I'm going to go ahead and finish here. No revolution will succeed without the support of the people. This type of twisted axe will turn the people against you. What people? Mamsers? Quakers? Ass clowns? Pig lice? They're against you now, you dumbasses. And therefore would be considered counter-revolutionary and counterproductive. You chicken shit cocksuckers on Volksfront, you're not revolutionaries. You're just a bunch of petty criminals, a bunch of petty idiots, who essentially have no fucking idea what you are, and essentially you're cowards and idiots. You're not revolutionaries. What happens is that all this is just the sound of Zog falling apart. And this case here, this was a not so young man who essentially didn't want to go ahead and go on anymore, and he decided to go ahead and shoot a few muds while he was at it. Now, I would prefer to go ahead and shot pigs and Jews, but oh well. He went ahead and shot Dot. He has no great loss. You are not a soldier when you attack women, children, and defenseless. You are a murdering criminal. You are not a revolutionary and will not be remembered as one. Well, folks, I'll remember him, not as a revolutionary, but I will remember him as a white man who went ahead, essentially, and was in despair, and he did what he felt he had to do. Because, folks, it has been common to go ahead and use rape, use fire, use sword, use extermination as a weapon of war. And essentially, if you're on the wrong side, you need to die. If you're not on the side of Yahweh, you need to die. Every single last one of you. It's not a matter of innocence. There are no innocents in a civil war. There's only sides. And the side which goes ahead and wins and prevails, and it's not because it's a mass here. No war, no revolution, no civil war is initiated, carried forth, and won by a mass of sheep. It's carried out by determined, disciplined political soldiers who know what they want. And folks, this show is by a political, leader of what I think is going to call the 10,000 warlords. Anyway, Logan, it's your time. It's your turn.
Okay, well, basically, it's this. I just posted a YouTube video, but I know JT Reddy, a lot of people knew of him, okay?
Oh, he's a piece of shit. He's a piece of Jew shit. He is a dog bot.
I know he was a computer mongrel, but what I'm getting at, just wait, Michael Page, does anybody in the white nationalist movement that know this guy personally?
No, that's what Harold Covington said here, and that's another thing. Harold Covington went ahead and left an email. It went and posted is that, unlike JT Reddy was a sort of clown here, a Zogbot. He was going to go ahead and censor me out for Covington's Facebook page, and I told him to eat shit and die with a number of other, retards like Steve Elder, a.k.a. Commandork Massag. They were whining like pussies, for Covington to go ahead and censor me. And he says, if you don't like what Winston says, don't listen to him. And Covington does go ahead and ask my advice every so often, particularly about actual real Christian identity. He knows about Steve Elder being a censoring idiot and, you know, ass clown. And, you know, they were mentioning him the other day as being someone they had to censor because he went ahead and threatened Clint Downey, even though he's a big pussy. And, you know, he got banned about, oh, 2-3 years ago. Anyway, you know, he's still pissing more about that. I mean, from what I gather, Harold comes and says, you know, he didn't know him. From what I gather, you know, Don Black is pissing down his leg for nothing. I mean, essentially, the guy went ahead and posted under a sock puppet name, you know, the name of his band. He went ahead and left about 6 or 7 posts over, what, 3-4 years? I mean, this is not a sustaining member of Stormfront, you know what I mean? But Don Black has to piss and moan. From what I gather, this, you know, this Michael Page has probably more of a membership with, of all places, you know, Volksfront. But I've gone ahead and spied on Volksfront, and mostly what it is Mamsers pretend to be white supremacists, pretending to be Christian identity, even though they don't know a dang thing about it. I mean, their Christian identity is a mixture of creativity and rancid British Israelitism. I mean, their so-called, oh, the one he went ahead and formed it was this criminal named Randy Krager here, who has a forehead like, sloped like a T-34 forehead here. And, you know, he has this Anglo mestizo wife here who thinks she's Christian identity. And pretty well, you had old Brian Wright, Billy Wood. He was causing trouble for John Britton. And from what I gather, up there, up north, in Volksfront country, essentially, they don't, you know, they don't want to have trouble with the real Christian identity people. So essentially what they did is they told Brian Wright or Billy Wood to stop causing trouble, you know, under the name of Volksfront here. But I don't have much respect for Volksfront. They come up with this stupid shit. I think he was probably more associated with Volksfront. That's why they're pissing and moaning and shitting their pants, in fact. You know what I mean? I think he actually might have been a member of Volksfront. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
That's why they're pissing and shitting themselves over it and stuff. You know what I mean?
Well, basically, though, see, I'm not saying that what's like Michael Page is a mongrel or something or a Jew like these other ones, but what I'm saying is, do you think he was under some kind of mind-altering drugs or mind, do you think it was...
No. I've gone ahead and looked at what little there is here. Like I said here, he was in the Army a decade after I was in the Army. He lasted longer. I mean, what happens, he come in as a white boy, you know, pretty well these racial tattoos here, and essentially what happens, he's going to be riffed out anyway. He started out as a missile crewman here. I mean, he was of a high average normal. I don't think he was a genius. You know, I think he probably had somewhere an IQ between probably about 100, 110, maybe 120. I mean, he was actually a Hawk missile repairman, which does require, you know, I mean, you know, a nigger can't do it. You know what I mean? A beaner can't do it. I mean, it's sort of like, you know, it's sort of like in the field or, you know, artillery survey section or the fire direction control section. I mean, we had a nigger in there, but essentially the nigger didn't really belong there. He just would join because he was in jail. We had a Puerto Rican sergeant. He was there because he wanted to make rank real quick. But, you know, generally what happens is that, you know, well, in my missile, the missile crew, you know, had a bunch of niggers and Puerto Ricans, but essentially the actual one who went ahead and aimed the missile was always a white, you know, was always a white guy. I mean, you had 3 firing battalions and 2, you know, 2 missile, you know, missile crews, 2 missile tracks in each firing, you know, battery. So you end up having, you know, 6 launchers and the actual gunner. I ain't talking about the one who was a gunnery sergeant. He was more than likely a nigger. I'm talking about the one who actually aimed the son of a bitch. He was always a white guy. You know what I mean? And what would make it sort of, you know, what would make it sort of interesting is that the white guy was almost always had a short-timer attitude. He'd sort of get tired of the Army bullshit. You know what I mean? I remember this one character named Cox. He was thoroughly undisciplined. I mean, they needed him, and they had to put up with his shit. He made Spec 4, and essentially he was a smart ass. And one time he got pissed off at the nigger sergeant, and this West Point cocksucker gave him a hard time. So he deliberately fired on the freaking back azimuth. So instead, if it had been a wartime situation of a nuclear missile landing somewhere in East Germany, it would have landed outside of Stuttgart by about 5 kilometers. You know, killed anywhere from about, half a million to 2 million people. And, this one spec four, he didn't give a fuck. He was a short-timer. He wanted to get out of the Army. So he didn't give a shit that he ruined the career of the nigger sergeant, and certainly didn't give a shit, they went ahead and ruined the career of this, West Pointer.
Hey, let me ask you something. She did overseas in Europe. Okay?
Yeah.
It's not just America that has, I posted in the chat room some Australian white women mud sharks, fucking niggers and mongrels.
Yeah.
America is not the only white nation that is being flooded with third world shit skinned managers to destroy and erase and mongrelize. But basically, all the white countries of the world, except for Iceland, Iceland hadn't been hit really hard. But like even Canada, some parts of Canada, you got all the race mixing going on too.
Yeah.
So you think this white Michael Page, that it was not a staged event like all these other
No, I don't think it was a staged event. I mean, the cops don't think it's a staged event. What happens is that when they thought, I think that actually he did get shot, shot and killed, like they first said, by a pig. I mean, essentially what happens, though, is that, they're trying to go ahead and figure out, who, if anybody, set him up to it. You know what I mean? And once they figured out,
Here's my point. If this guy was legitimate, he wasn't a patsy for the government or for the CIA or whatever. If he was legitimate, then if he was a member of Volksfront or some of these other white groups, why did some of his other white nationalist friends try to help him before he got to this point? I mean, why didn't they try to, like you said, ship them off to the north, west to be with some other white-minded people, I mean, because basically, him going nuts and killing a few...
I don't think he went nuts. I think he just went desperate. I don't think he was actually nuts.
The thing is, though, is that he's not helping the white race by committing suicide. He could have moved to Montana or moved to Washington State, and he could have done a lot more.
Well, yes, and that's pretty well what Harold Covington, would probably say here. I mean, folks, if I'd known this character, I'd say, hey, look, if you're having trouble here, maybe it's time for you to go ahead and leave what people you do know that ain't helping you with the shit. Maybe it's about time that you go ahead and get a change. Get a change of life here. You know what I mean? Go ahead and move away from the shit you are in. Get out of it. Get out of there. You know what I mean? But from what I gather, he probably didn't feel like doing that. He didn't want to do that. And so he didn't do that. You understand what I'm saying?
Yeah, I got
you. And you end up having, I was talking about this here staff sergeant. He started out as a staff sergeant. He went ahead and re-enlisted. Hell, staff sergeant, he could have gone ahead and gone 20 here with no problem. He was fairly sharp. And essentially, he was probably one of these gunners who went ahead and stayed there for a while. He belonged to a missile crew. He was head of a missile crew. He was the actual gunner who actually was a white one. But he got tired of niggers. He got tired of niggers in the Army. And so as a result, he went ahead and the nigger first sergeant, who was senior enlisted in the battery, went ahead and found out he was racist, and all the other lifers went ahead and he got a field grade Article 15, got busted from E6 to E4, and then he got busted from E4 to E1. All in the space of what? 2 weeks. There goes his Army career. You know what I mean? And essentially all he wanted to do was fuck the Army, get out of the Army here. You know what I mean? And I think the same thing happened to him. I think the same thing happened to this. I've seen this before. Now, unlike, you know, I mean, most people are not like me here, but, you know, unlike that, I've gone ahead and seen white boys go ahead and be screwed in the Army, be screwed, you know, around here. And essentially, I guess he didn't know when to keep his mouth shut in some cases. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
so, hey, right. I don't think the police think that this was an actual planned operation. I mean, I was listening to the pigs. Well, obviously, he didn't plan things out. If he'd have planned things out like that crazy character in Aurora, you know, he's freaking nuts as can be. He goes ahead, he gets all these guns or something like that. He goes ahead, booby traps his, you know, his apartment. And then he's, you know, he's maniac as hell. He's high as hell. And then what happens, he goes ahead and shoots up here, and then, okay, I don't feel like doing this no more. And they catch him with, you know, in his car, supposedly without a shot being fired. You know what I mean? And what happens is, I think yesterday or today, you know, essentially his public defenders have said that he's nuts here, and he's going to plead that he's nuts. You know what I mean? You know, at the same time, here's this shoe boy, Joe Lee Lofter. He goes ahead, the judge says he's competent to stand trial. And essentially, what does he do? 10 minutes later, well, hey, I'd like to plead guilty then. You know what I mean? So he gets life imprisonment. You know what I mean? You know, that was very smart. You know what I mean? The nut house in Springfield is probably better than prison, but not by much. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Yeah. So, in any case, do I see any planned operation here? And the answer is I sure don't. I don't see anything planned. You know what I mean? I just see somebody who's in despair. And what does he decide to do? He decides to go ahead and take out a bunch of muds here, you know, real close to him. You know what I mean? You know, it could have been a whole bunch of beaner Roman Catholics he shot. You know what I mean? Right? I would prefer to go ahead and shot up a bunch of Jews. You know what I mean? That's what I would have preferred. You know, dot heads, but hey, he did what he did. And I'm not going to go ahead and second guess him. I'm not going to go ahead and condemn him. I'm not going to call him a coward. I don't think he was a coward. I think he was just a desperate white man who got to the end of it. And what they're trying to do is they're trying to back off because they say, I think there's a lot of desperate white men who have had enough, who pretty well are at the end of their rope. You understand what I'm saying? You understand what I'm saying? Desperate white guys who are at the end of their rope.
I don't have time to waste with a bunch of wiggers. Basically, the reason I like coming on the show is, you know, I've talked to Russell about it.
Mm-hmm.
And we can come on here and we can talk about what's going on. And, you know, basically, we're still underground because I'm not a member of an organization and I'm not advocating doing something stupid. I mean, basically, if you get thrown in jail, you're not going to be able to do anything for Yahweh. Okay, if you go commit suicide, you're not going to be able to do anything for Yahweh. You understand what I'm saying?
Yeah. Yep. Anyway, it looks like you, I guess you think guest number six is Linda?
Yeah, the thing is that Linda is not going to stop, okay? She badmouthed you and Russell all the time when I was in New York. And she said she was never going to go back on Talk Shoe again. And basically, she called Russell a Cajun part nigger, a Cajun coon ass from Louisiana. And she said that you were a Russian Jew.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Okay, well, I'm surprised you didn't call me a child molester like Obi Gender Bender. Liar Bill likes doing.
Okay, this is the thing. The reason she got pissed off at me, okay, I was on there wanting to preach the red letters and the laws of Yahweh, and I thought she was legitimate. The reason she got pissed off at me is she found out I was on these dating websites, and she found out I was f***ing a woman. I mean, I think I told her a long time ago. I said she was like a second mother to me, or grand, you know, I made it clear
It was a platonic relationship. I mean, like, you know, like Russ Walker said, I mean, she's too old, you know, and...
Well, she's what, 28 years older than you. I mean, it wasn't like
her
head.
But basically, because she gets pissed off because I'm talking to these younger women, and she calls a girl that I went to college with, and, I mean, this girl's in blush. She's very fair skinned. I'm going to bring it up, okay? When I was up there in New Jersey, I didn't see Linda blush, okay? A long time ago, and she showed me a picture when she was younger, okay? She was real skinny and had ripped. But I'm going to tell you something, okay? She said my friend Cindy was a long girl. My friend Cindy looks a hell of a lot wider than she does, okay? So,
well, I mean... Yo, by the way, guest number six, no more making threats in the chat room, okay? All right? No more. I'm sort of looking at the chat room here. I mean, she's threatening to kill somebody, and I'm not going to ban you, but no more of this shit, okay, six? You know what I mean? All right, go on. Go on, Logan.
You know what? This is what gets me, Martin.
Yep.
Okay? She promised me and Russell that she was going to have nothing to do with her daughter again. So basically, her daughter's the only person she has in the world. I mean, I was trying to be her friend. She be my friend, okay? And then she wants to cuss my mother out, cuss my family out, and then cuss my friend Cindy out. Okay, she's never met these people. Okay? And, you know, I never met her daughter. I don't want to meet, you know, Linda doesn't want to have anything to do with her own family, her brother and her cousins. You know, she doesn't.
The ones who are white and who didn't marry Jews, right?
I'm sorry?
The ones who are white and who didn't marry Jews. The ones who are white and who didn't marry Jews.
What I'm getting at is, if Linda is supposedly loves the white race like she pretended to be, why would she not want to hang out with her own? If she is pure white like she claims, why would she not want to hang out with her family, but instead wants to hang out with her Jew daughter? Okay? It doesn't make any sense. Okay?
No.
And the last letter she wrote me was that, you know, I could keep on standing up for my principles and keep on trying to find a pure white woman and keep on preaching the same stuff I'm preaching, and that, you know, I was a bad person and she was basically going to keep on hanging out with her Jew daughter. So, I mean, look, she has no fear of Yahweh, okay? She don't want to cut the Jews off, and then every time she hangs out with her Jew daughter, there's a bunch of liberals and a bunch of lesbians. You know, she called my friend Cindy a lesbo airhead. Well, Linda hangs out with a bunch of lesbian friends of her daughters, so I don't want to hear it, okay? I mean, Cindy is not a lesbian, okay?
Okay.
I mean, she's making up accusations. She's bad-mouthing everybody. And, you know, she called Russ Walker a Cajun part Negro model from Louisiana. Where's the proof? She called you a Russian Jew. Where's the proof?
Mm-hmm.
Okay? She called Cindy a mongrel and a lesbo with the printer. Okay?
Yeah, well.
Well, I mean, talk cheap. See, my whole point is, okay, she's not serious. She's not serious about Yahweh.
Well, she's sad that she don't want anything to do with us, but she's on the chat room. I mean, if you don't want anything to do with us, I mean, you need to leave.
What's the point? What's the point of coming in your chat room or my chat room stirring up trouble? I mean, basically, what's the point, Martin?
Yeah, well, what's the point here? I mean, you know, look, Six, you know, Linda, I mean, if you're going to go ahead, Logan, this is the one who's causing the shit. You are, or you want to be. You know, you can either behave, or you can leave, or... You know, if I see another incident of an overt threat, I'm going to go block your ass here. Okay? So anyway, anyway, we just want us to leave. I mean, look, guest number six, you can't go ahead and claim that he's bothering you when you are in the chat room and he's talking over, you know, he's talking to my house phone. You know what I mean? He's not bothering you.
I never met her daughter. I met her family. And you know what? I mean, the only reason I went to New Jersey and New York
was to, because I thought she was hardcore on y'all way to the church. I was going to look. Once Larry told her she needed to get out there, I was going to try to help her move if she could find a place to move. Okay? But, so I'm going to tell you something, Mark. I feel sorry for her. Okay? Making love to straight and getting knocked up, pregnant by Jew and maybe marrying, maybe. Okay? See, her mom, I found out her mom wanted her to have an abortion because her dad died before she had her baby. She got knocked up when she was 15 or 16.
Yeah.
And then her dad was real sick, but now her dad and her brother were alive when she first started dating this dude.
They didn't think much of that shit, right?
Her dad and her brother did not like the Jew, but yet they didn't put a stop to it. They still let her go out and hang out and date this Jew. Now, when she got knocked up, her mother tried to talk her into getting an abortion.
Yeah.
At one time, I think abortion's okay if it's a Jew double baby.
Well, yeah, I think it's okay here if it's a non-white spawn of six-day beast in the field or mams or abominations or Jews. Yes, of course it's okay. You know what I mean? I'd be mandatory.
Baby,
you know what I mean?
Okay, so basically, but I'm going to say something. I don't feel sorry for her because she was telling me how rough of a life she's had. She's had it so rough compared to everybody else. You know what? She got divorced. She got half of her ex-husband's estate. Okay?
Yeah, well, what do you get when you fuck with Jews? You get enough kikes to catch pneumonia. So for at least...
No, what I'm saying is, she got half of his estate, probably half a million, and then she blew it, and now she don't have a pot to piss in. She's living in government housing for $200 a month, and she gets a $700 check, okay? And she worked a few pissy jobs all her life. I mean, shit. So what did she expect? Okay.
Well, she got what? About half a million here. Hell, she could have just simply.
Well, she spent it all. She said, and look, because I asked her, okay, she's always talking about, divorce is wrong, and if you get divorced, you're. If you cheat on your spouse, and you can only get married one time and never get divorced, and all this other bullshit. Okay. She's always talking that shit. Okay, she got knocked up by you in high school. When she got divorced, I asked her. I said, so your ex-husband Jerry is the only person that you've ever had sex with. She said, no. I said, so basically you're telling me that after you and Jerry got divorced that you partied and screwed around? She said, yes.
Okay.
So basically she can't come off and she's so pure, you see, because, like, when I went to college, I started dating girls and, you know, I had sex, but then when I found out it was wrong, I stopped having premarital sex. Okay. I didn't know it was a sin, but
Linda. Okay. Well, I mean, when I was in the army, I used to screw whores, and I didn't really inquire too much. I didn't screw any nigger whores, but there weren't that many niggers in Germany then. But anyway, I mean, I didn't inquire too much. I was serving rebellion against the Worldwide Church of God and Herbert's teaching, and I sort of suspect it probably wasn't the Bible, saying thou mayest go ahead and screw whores at Nuremberg for $17.50 worth of 40 marks or whatever. I didn't inquire too much here about that at the time. I'm sure it wasn't altogether godly to do so, but I wasn't a very godly young man here when I was in the Army, you know what I mean? I didn't go in the Army to go ahead and, become godly, you know what I mean? Right?
Yeah.
And I don't think you went to seminary school either when you were young, right?
Okay, this is what I'm getting at, okay? This is what I'm getting at, okay? Is that I didn't know the identity, I didn't know Yahweh, I didn't know the Bible when I was young, okay? Linda grew up, she had godly parents, okay? They knew her identity, but she knew some things were wrong, okay? And she used to go, I mean, shit, she was drinking and partying. I mean, I didn't start drinking until I went to college. She was getting drunk and screwing Jews and partying and raising hell when she was 15 to 16. So, and she wants to judge you and I mean, she talked bad about everybody in the chat room to me. And she told me she's never going to come back on Talk Shoe. And I mean, they're all a bunch of bad people. But what I'm saying is,
is she can't throw any stones. Okay.
I think we got a. You got Linda as guest number 6. I think I got Open Gender Bed and Piss and Pister Possum as guest number 17 here. You know what I mean?
Yeah. I mean, we got a bunch of real.
We got tards. You know what I mean? But, you know.
Yeah.
Well, someone is bitching at me right now here. I'm going to go ahead and shut the door. Will that please you? Hopefully it'll please somebody here. Anyway, I went ahead and shut the door here. It's been cool here in Southwest Missouri during the last week here. It's rained twice here. You know what I mean? So.
Yeah.
Anyway, huh? Don't you know that gossip is...
We're going to have a show tomorrow. We're going to teach you. And if you want to call in...
Yeah, I'll call in tomorrow.
Yeah.
I mean, I'll go ahead and call in, and you know that Linda will be there, and Obi, you're going to be there too, aren't you, here? And Siegfried's going to be there too?
Right? A mile away. I'll tell you what, if they want to go in the chat room, I can't stop them, but, you know, basically, all that idiocy goes in one ear and out the other, you know what I'm saying?
Well, you can stop them here if you want. You could block them here. I know, you know, looks like guest number 6
well,
left
here. If they spam, I'm going to block them. And if they do something that's basically worthy of being blocked, I'll block them, you know?
Okay. Well, generally, as I look at here, tards make the turd roar here. So bring on some more tards here. Number 17, you can be as big an ass clown, you know, to be in my show here. You don't have to be a star, Obi, to be in my show. You can be a pisser poster possum to be in my show. Right? You don't have to, you don't have to be a star to be in my show. And Logan, you don't have to, you don't have to be a star to be on Logan's show either, do you? Right?
No, you don't. But, preferably, I would rather just have pure whites that love Yahweh, non-wiggers and non-marvels. Preferably, that's who because I'm only sent to the lost sheep of the house of Israel.
That's true here.
When tards show up and they blaspheme Yahweh, I don't really appreciate it, but I can't. I guess I could stop them, but I want to block them. You know,
yeah. Well, I mean, Obi-Gender Bender its existence sort of blasphemes Yahweh here. It serves as daddy dog. But on the other hand, I really don't worry about Obi-Gender Bender. Obi-Gender Bender is actually sort of funny, even though it don't mean to be. Okay?
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, you're absolutely right, guest number 17. That's why you're on my show. Even though you are a clever pisser poster possum, Obi. Anyway, you going to call it night, Logan?
Yeah, I'll call it night. I'm going to be on tomorrow night, and we'll talk about Yahweh and basically the remnant, the white race, and current events. If you want to call in, we can pick back up on this shooter. But basically, you know, I was this guy because basically, if you're going to do something for Yahweh, don't commit suicide. You see what I'm saying?
Well, I don't think he was worrying too much about Yahweh when he went shooting up, a whole mosque or whatever the hell he live in, you know, full of wagons.
Yeah.
I don't think he was worrying too much about what Yahweh might think. You know what I mean?
You know what? If I met that guy, when I was used to be a member of Aryan Nations or some of these other white power meetings I used to go to, if I had ever met that guy, I would have at least taught him to see the line. Whether he accepted it or not, accepted Yahweh and the Bible, that's his business. But I would have at least told him the truth, because I'm not going to let a white person, you know, that will listen. I mean, I try to tell them the truth if they'll listen.
Well, I mean, it probably would have been better if he hadn't done what he did, but he did what he did, and I'm not going to shit all over him for it, okay? right? I'm not going to pull a Don Black. I'm not going to pull a Volk Slut. I'm not going to go ahead and call the man a coward or something like that here. I mean, you know, I mean, when they stole my grandchildren, I was actually thinking of killing some pigs and some social workers. I really was. You know what I mean? I really was considering shooting.
I thought about, look, I personally have almost come to the point, but then I've thought about it. I mean, you know, a lot of people think about doing a lot of stuff, but you don't cross that line because, you know, you sit down, you think about Yahweh, you think what's right or wrong, and what's best for the white race, what's best for you. And I'm just saying that if he supposedly had other white nationalist friends, why didn't they reach out to him?
Because what happens is that most of white nationalism is just wigger nationalism. It's not really a political movement. It's just a bunch of clowns and airheads and idiots and ass clowns playing at being something here. Folks, I'm not worried about the Great Tribulation. I want it to occur. I want to go ahead and cleanse these worthless pieces of shit. I want to be bloody. And folks, I see it occurring in my lifetime, and I'm not worried about, I mean, you know, as far as I'm concerned, I'm not scared, you know, that's what freaks the pigs out here. I'm not scared to tell these cocksuckers I hate them and how I look forward to go ahead and essentially paying them back the way they've done me and my family. You know what I mean? And they like pretending they didn't hear that. You know what I mean? Why ain't you arrested for saying shit like that? Well, the problem is, if I get arrested for saying shit like that, you're not ready for this shit to come down here. You're not ready for this shit to come down, so you're going to end up having a trial. Can you imagine me telling you how much I hate you cocksuckers and how I don't, you know, I mean, I went ahead and told these county commissioners, you know, Tuesday a week previously, that essentially, you know, I have a dream where there's only about 10 million white people left here, you know, ruled by essentially warlords. I mean, folks, you've gone ahead and you've used the power of the government to get your own damn way, and now there ain't much left anymore. There ain't nothing left anymore. You understand what I'm saying? Nothing left here.
Right.
Well, yeah, it's number 17 here. Marty is definitely afraid of, you know, pissing some poops and possums. Anyway, I'm going to let you go, and tomorrow your show is on at a little bit after 7 o'clock, correct?
Yeah, about 7:05 Central, 8:05 Eastern, and yeah, I'm going to call tonight, Hell Victory, and if you want to call in tomorrow, it'd be great, Martin.
Okay, well, if you leave, probably Linda will leave too here. Anyway, I'll see you tomorrow here. Hell Victory, Logan.
All right, bye.
All right, bye-bye. Okay, folks, I'm going to go ahead and take about a five-minute break, save the chat. It looks like we have managed to go ahead and actually have a show. So I'm going to go ahead and take another break. So, folks, Hail Victory. Okay, folks, we're back. Hopefully I still have audio. Let me go ahead and check something. See if the chat room's working. Okay. Alrighty. Well, number 17. This isn't the Pisser Pulcher Possum Show. This isn't the Jeremy the Mullingen Show. What is old Jeremy? Yeah, yeah, that Pisser Possum has sort of been sort of quiet here for my last couple of days here. Wonder if he's gone back to stalking or something here. Or did he get some good meth here? You know, gone ahead and drinking the meth water. He gets a lot more frantic when he drinks the meth water out of his bong as opposed to the nigger weed. But anyway, where was I here? Okay. I'm going ahead. Let's see if this thing is even. Go ahead. Alrighty here. Gilding while you wait. Well, I mean, what I offer for free is what Obi had to pay for. But it was due to Obi's negligence that the one-eared dingo went ahead and ran off with his pickle. Obi is chasing the one-eared dingo that stole his pickle. Anyway, Obi, you know, you are amusing here. I'll go ahead and grant you that here. In any case, folks, it should be understood that regardless of all the whining and the pissing and the moaning, that essentially you have more and more non-white people coming to this country. And essentially, you know, here is this Wade Michael Page. He's being squeezed out. He doesn't have anything really to live on. And he sees that he doesn't have anything to live for. So he goes ahead and shoots the biggest collection of non-whites that he can shoot that day. Now, he'd have done better if he'd gone ahead and shot up a temple full, you know, synagogue full of Jews, or some Whigger, liberal Whigger, you know, Episcopalians as opposed to Sikhs, not heads. Or if he'd been of a, you know, brave sort, he'd have gone ahead and shot up pigs here. From what I gather, he didn't do too good against, you know, pigs here. He did go ahead and manage to shoot this one pig. Pity he didn't go ahead and shoot him, you know, the pig in the head. And from what I get, I think the original story to where he got shot by the second pig in gunfight, as opposed to now they claim that he put the gun to himself, he was a coward, blah, 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 blah. I think that's altogether a lie. A lie made by pigs. Essentially, what happens, they don't want to make a martyr of him. They went ahead and looked, and when they found out that, no, he did it by himself. And they went ahead and came up with the story, okay, he was working all the gear by himself, he shot himself here. And essentially that's the story that's sticking with, you know, that dog is going to go ahead and stick to. Okay? Anyway, where was I? We end up living in a time when things are falling more and more and more apart here. I've been going ahead and listen to old Carolyn Yeager, a.k.a. old Finkelsteinite pickle cunt. And she is getting oh so frantic because Greg Johnson, who lives in San Francisco, Crisco, was saying that essentially her services are not needed. We don't need no holo hoax revision. Blomp, 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 blomp. And folks, what happens seems to me, you end up having somebody who went ahead and pointed out quite correctly that Carolyn Yeager got booted off of Voice of Retards. She was going ahead and, you know, giving a hard time to a Jew boy named Mark Weber, who's a contributor to the Zog Fall Front known as Voice of Retards. Voice of Reason, I call it Voice of Retards. So she goes ahead and finds some other Whigger who knows how to play with the script, sort of like K123456666. She goes ahead and she forms her own internet, you know, channel. And it's hosted at 101 under Finkelsteinite. essentially she goes ahead and pays a bit, and she goes ahead and gets web hosting, which is fine. Now, I haven't heard too much about this stuff recently, but, okay, what'd you miss? Nothing more than Pisser Poster Possum, you know, having a little bit of fun. Anyway, Obi Genderbender's having a little bit of fun as guest number 17. At least, at least the critter has learned how to use the bold button, which is more than I've ever learned how to do, to be honest with you. Anyway, her and Hatting are like two little meerkats over on the Whigger News Network. Essentially, they're just sort of like Obi Genderbender, Mumps Nuts, Liar, Billy Clue, Sword Brethren, a.k.a. Brian Rio, Sword Mamzer. Essentially, what they're doing is they're creating their own ghetto. That's exactly all they're doing. Because when it comes down to it, what do you need whole hoax revisionism for? Especially if you're dishonest like Carolyn Yeager. In the big thread, which was 2 weeks ago, got 750 responses. Someone went ahead and pointed out that Carolyn Yeager routinely censors people. And Carolyn Yeager said, well, I get to censor whoever I want on my own, forum here. That's true, Carolyn. But the thing about it is, though, is that when you can't go ahead and tell the truth about a murderous Jew boy from Jersey City who went ahead and murdered a Puerto Rican prisoner and lied about it, we can't go ahead and essentially said his partner in crime is a shit-skinned, nigger-lipped, unibrowed mamzer. We can't go ahead and say that essentially you have a bunch of pisser possums running around scurrying about in the underbrush. When you can't go ahead and tell the truth, why should anybody listen to you, claim to be a scholar? Why should anybody bother to listen to you? I mean, all this is just part of the overall noise, which is part of the bowel movement. For example, if you're Don Black, and essentially you go ahead and tell people that there is no hope, or we need to go ahead and have Stormfront to save the white race, and then somebody who posted, a grand total of 7 times over 4 years goes ahead and here you are censoring stuff here. You're going ahead and bothering to censor stuff. Why should anybody, is Don Black going to go ahead and be a revolutionary war leader to lead anybody to a white ethno state? And the answer is all it is just simply pulling your PUD. Little V bulletin for them. That's all it is. That's all it is. Let's say you are the real dregs, a bunch of Anglo-Mestizo criminals, and somebody like Wade Michael Price, or Pace, what the hell was his name? Wade Michael, whatever, I forgot his name here. Wade Michael Page. And you used to be a member, and they go ahead and call you a coward. They go ahead and call you a criminal. Essentially, why? To go ahead and save their own worthless hides? They go ahead and they pull this shit to save their own worthless hides? Are you going to go ahead and waste any more time with these people? If you have any sense, the answer is hell no. Not at all. No, I've seen in the around 19 years I've been in the bowel movement, I've seen these great leaders who people went ahead and posted so much hope upon, and they've gone ahead, and when it came down to it, there was nothing there. They were just hollow men. Hollow, lying, worthless men who didn't have any vision, who didn't have any plan here. Well, Martin, what is your plan? Well, Martin has a plan. I mean, essentially what Martin is saying is the same thing Martin has been saying for 2 years now on the movement turd. and before that on his, well, his forum, Patrick Henry Online, went ahead and said the militia movement is broken. There's no point to it. Essentially, what you need to do is you need to go ahead and go back underground. You need to go ahead and find the people you can trust among your friends and family. Essentially, give up. Give up thinking that there's anything you can do about what's coming down. Yahweh decided to go ahead and let the Jews take over Tsarist Russia and exterminate quite a few of the people at the top who were stupid, who were degenerate, who were corrupt. And Yahweh decided to let Nazi Germany lose. Nazi Germany did whatever it had to do, and it still lost. And it was doomed to go ahead and lose. The Jews were promised, essentially, to win. They would go ahead and bruise our seed's heel. At the very end, here comes Matthew 24, verses 20 and 21, where there will be a great tribulation such as never was and never shall be again. And then Christ talks about as in the days of Noah. What happened in the days of Noah? Well, on his 602-month birthday, here comes the Noachian local deluge. And it goes ahead and drowns them out. It goes ahead and finishes them off. In any case here, where am I at here? I'm going ahead and I'm going ahead and looking at the chat here. It looks like I end up having, another loss here. Folks, the chat and my internet connection has been pretty crappy, okay? Very crappy tonight. I mean, folks, that's why it's good to have it on MP3. Okay? That's why it's good to have it on MP3. Let's see. Okay. Oh, you mean Marty, huh? Oh, okay. Well, I'm sort of seeing some problems here on the chat. Let's see here. Okay. Yeah, it's sort of iffy, folks. It really is, okay? So, folks, things are not going well in the Zogland, and they're not going to go well in the Zogland. But, folks, if you were Michael Page, well, you're dead now. But if you'd have lived, you'd have had reason to be disappointed in Don Black. You'd have had reason to be disappointed in Volksfront. You have had reason to be disappointed in all these great bowel movement leaders who have disowned you. And folks, I think it's cowardly to go ahead and disown those of us, even though they make mistakes, even though they do stupid shit. Now, I think it was stupid shit to go ahead and do this. But on the other hand, heck, it happened. And I'm not going to go ahead and disavow, well, Wade Michael Page. He did what he had to do. Although I had disagreements with Harold Covington way back in 1999, where he had this idiot named Buford Furrow, who I think was altogether a Zogbot. And he went to a high school, he went to a Jew, you know, whatever, a bunch of little kikelets here, and he sprayed that and didn't shoot a single kikelet. And then he went ahead and shot some, Filipino postal worker, and essentially hijacked a cab and had it drive, so many hundred miles to Las Vegas, turned himself in. Folks, I smelled Zogfoss from day one. But on the other hand, you know, I did criticize his marksmanship. I did not trust him at all. But folks, you got to understand there's going to be more and more and more craziness. These people who went ahead and burned down this mosque in Joplin, this is Islamicist worship center or whatever the fuck it is. Folks, I have condemnation for the Episcopal Whiggers and the pig lice who act as soldiers and the 30 FBI pigs who are going ahead making a, we're going to go ahead and find this. Hey. Well, folks, these people don't belong here. These people don't have a right to live in this country, much less set up a mosque to a different god. Now, I don't know if there's even actually any political anything to be made from them burning down a mosque. But on the other hand, I certainly ain't going to go ahead and wish that somebody hadn't done it. It wasn't me. And I'm not going to go ahead and be looking for whoever did it. I mean, keep your mouth shut. Stay out of trouble. Yeah. Let them ragheads go ahead and keep a 24-hour mosque patrol. You know, no great big loss here. And, I don't know if that was the smartest thing to do, but on the other hand, it got done. So I'm not going to go ahead and denounce people for doing what I think ought to have been done. Not needed to be done, but ought to have been done. At all. I mean, folks, these people do not belong here. These Sikhs do not belong in Milwaukee, and these ragheads do not belong in Joplin. And they certainly don't belong in Granby here. Occasionally, we'll end up having a nigger in Granby, and the nigger will essentially be cold-shouldered so much that he will go ahead and eventually leave. So Granby is shy and nigger. That's a bunch of has a few beaners. Not like Mexinet, Monet, or Neosho, where they have poultry plants. But they have a few beaners. Some beaners. I mean, they have more beaners than they need, really. And they need none, but they have some beaners. But, you know, Granby don't have a nigger no more. I think the nigger's been gone for about 4 months or so. Granby no longer has a nigger. Okay? So, would you like to view most of all? Well, call in, Open Gender Bender. Call in. Call in, you worthless bastard. We can go ahead and I'll go ahead and imitate the one-eyed dingo here at Stole Your Pickle. Call in, Obi. Call in, Obi. Obi, call in. Yeah. Folks, you ended up having the King of Spain go ahead and apologize to the Jews for what actually, I don't know if there was actually an ancestor, what King Ferdinand and Queen Isabella did in kicking out these Merino Jews. You know, who later on became Eli James's, kin. Folks, they apologized to the Jews. They didn't apologize to the ragheads, though, for the Reconquista. Folks, you end up having a truly racial state, like Harold Covington is saying here. I believe that Jesus Christ is going to return here. But let's say he didn't, and you end up having in the Northwest a bunch of white people, wouldn't they eventually go ahead and essentially reconquest the rest of America, Zog, and in doing so, wouldn't they do just exactly what white people did 300 years ago, as little as what? Oh, 130 years ago, slaughter Indians. Wouldn't that sort of thing happen again? Well, I'm sure I will here. You know what I mean? I'm sure I will here, Obi. OB gender bender. Anyway, here. Let's see here. Well, guest number 19 left the chat, but Obi won't here. Worthless bastard. Anyway, where am I at here? I don't know if I'm floundering. I'm probably floundering here right now. It's getting hot here. Now that I shut the door because the old lady was bitching about it. It really is here. Getting hot. Anyway, folks, guest number 21. Okay. How do I know which half to shave? You shave the right half if you're Christian Day. Now, if you're a tear, you'll go ahead and not shave the left half. But if you're, essentially the beard means is that the wheat is being treated rather badly. And that the tares get to go ahead and grow. And I've told a few of these cocksuckers to their face that when it comes time to go ahead and burn the tares, I'll go ahead and pluck out a hair from the left-hand side and set fire that hair to them once I finish them off. It's not only, it's also a meaning to where today the whites, the chosen seed of Israel's race, are indeed having it rough. They're indeed being shaven off. They're indeed being cut down. Like they plotted to do against me here. Folks, I'm not scared of Zog Babylon. I'm not scared really of anything here. I mean, why? I went ahead and vowed to Yahweh, Yahweh, let me live. Let me live to go ahead and destroy these evildoers, these wiggers, these zoglings, these mamsers. Let me go ahead and destroy them and destroy their family like they are doing to me. Let me be your instrument in putting them all to death and sending them screaming to hell. Please, Yahweh, please. If I find favor in your sight, let me live to destroy and send screaming to hell all these evildoers, all these zoglings, and their children. So when I see someone like, well, Michael Page, go ahead and shoot pigs, shoot dotheads who have no business being here, well, I go ahead and read in the paper that ragheads have got their mosque burned down, finally. Well, I go ahead and see wiggers and ass clowns and pig lice going ahead, essentially, and talking treason against the racial interests of white people. Folks, I go ahead and I absorb that here. And if you have a doubt as to the righteousness of what you have to do as a servant of Yahweh, don't be a servant of Yahweh. Folks, there's no room for doubt. There's no room for, I don't know if we ought to do this here. There's no room for thinking that there's innocent Jews. There's no room for thinking there's innocent traitors and regime criminals. You got to go ahead and assume they do evil because they are evil. They are the adoptive or biological spawn of Satan here. See, Obi, number 17, doesn't understand that. It's always showing its snout and its tail. It doesn't understand that essentially its pretense isn't fooling anybody. Ain't fooling Yahweh. Ain't fooling me. Ain't fooling anybody able to look at it. All you do is you just have the, you know, you just have the gaydar or the judar. The, well, in Obi's case, the, you know, the gaydar, the judar, the tranny jar. You know, trade dar just slipped on. I mean, low settings. Not major settings. Not a major thing. I mean, essentially, old Obi just goes ahead and radiates kikishness and faggishness and tranniness all over the place, and even BNNF tards go ahead and let's do it. Oh, by the way, Obi, you know, Obi, Alex Linder, you had this Eastern European Balkanoid Lindner went ahead and tried to tell it yesterday, you know, I'm going to ban you if you don't go ahead and use better words or better formatting. And essentially, the Balkanoid went ahead, you know, Andrei something there, you knew he was a Balkanoid or a Polak of some sort, said, you look like a Jew here, and then went ahead and gave a link to, you know, the Crohn's webpage here. You know, I mean, I bet it was going ahead and listening to my, you know, whitenationalist.org/forum, you know, and essentially, essentially old Lindner didn't like that, went ahead and banned the Balkanoid here, just kicked his ass out here. But here comes some stupid winger saying, well, it's not all, Crohn's is not altogether a Jewish disease, although it's predominantly Jews here, and Lindner just goes ahead and says, I don't have Crohn's. I have ulcerative colitis. Well, I have two or three sock puppets, you know, over on BNNF. I'm sort of wondering if it would pay me to go ahead and say, I understand, Lindner, you have Aryan ass-gates now that everybody figured out you were a Jew because you're Jew ass-gates. Anyway, here. Let's see. If you want to go ahead and do that, you know, six nipples, you know, my friend at the Nut House who had half a beard, you know, the guy who went ahead and cleared, you know, went ahead and, let me see here. Marino's here. Let me see. If you go ahead and shave, half your, you know, beard here. My friend at the Nut House used to go ahead and take a magic marker. He used to go ahead and shave half his head, too. I mean, he looks sort of weird here. I remember seeing him on February 6th, 2006, or February 12th. I forget which here. You know, I think I was attending a Roman Catholic, you know, quasi-mass in order to get off the freaking ward here. I'd do about anything to get off the fucking ward here. You know, locked up with all the other nuts. And essentially, I went ahead and seen what I said was my twin brother, separated at birth. You know, half a beard. He was a maniac here, but, you know, he's still at the Nut House here. You know, I mean, heck. He was a good friend of mine, but he's still a maniac here. I mean, I'd help him get out, but I'm sort of scared he's going to go ahead and take a hammer to his crazy mother here. He says he gets his craziness from his mother's side here. His dad was just a thieving old asshole here. You know, he was actually the smart one of the family here. But in any case, the mother here is the crazoid one. And if I went ahead and helped him get out, I really wouldn't want to be held responsible . Way you gonna be a servant of Yahweh? Well, it's better than you, old gender bender, being a servant of dog. Okay, where was I at here? Anyway, let's see, how long I've been yakking here? 29 minutes here. Heck, I'm sort of running out of, well, I'm sort of winging it here. It's getting sort of warm in here too here. Anyway, yeah, it looks like the internet connection is about to go ahead and crap out on me again. Anyway, where was I? You end up having critters like Obgenderbender, Finkelshini, all these characters who don't belong. They go ahead and they censor, they go ahead and make ass clowns of themselves. And what they do is that eventually they're informed by themselves here. I've gone ahead and seen on Obgenderbender's forum characters like Wheeler McPherson, a real Appalachian Christian identity person, goes ahead and sees all the Marty, Chomo, and Johnny Tonto shit, and essentially, just like R.D. Bradshaw, get tired of that crap. And they figure out, I mean, R.D., it didn't take long for R.D. to figure out what Obgenderbender was. Well, then, you know, I mean, essentially he waited till Sean Aaron Visser went ahead and admitted he was a Mamzer, and his full-blood brother Jeremy was a Mamzer too. But folks, you could have gone ahead and listened to that if you'd been around here at the very tail end of 2010 here, where Visser had to go ahead and admit to being a Mamzer nor you have a fucking charge, okay? So, you had this sort of thing, you know, quite a bit here. Let's see here. Is that one of those figures? Y'all, Matthew Troxie. Anyway, here. Yo. Well, Obadiah Bender, I don't know if Obadiah Bender is fixated on another Jew to wreck them here. I mean, Obadiah Bender wants something white to plow his mangina here. In any case, folks, the end result of all this stupid crap here, of censorship, of running around being a tedious tard like having the meerkat. I mean, pretty well Greg Johnson went ahead and chewed on its ass. Went ahead and chewed on its ass here. And essentially, it seems to me that having the meerkat and, well, Carolyn Yeager essentially are going to go ahead and be the Carolyn and, you know, Carolyn and Hattie Meerkat, you know, hour going ahead and reading from Henry Ford's International Jew until we run out of that, sort of like Eli or James and Grady Johnson eventually have to run out of the Book of Jubilees or Jasher or Enoch or whatever here. I mean, in the case of Eli and Greggy, I think they're going to go ahead and read from the Book of Nostradamus here. One time I went ahead and asked, well, okay, you're covering Second Ezra here. When are you going to go ahead and cover the books of Nostradamus? And he said, well, Nostradamus is based upon the books of Ezra. Did you know that? And I said, no, I didn't know that, Eli. Didn't know that at all. Oh, by the way, Obi, you are right here. Dad John's going ahead, essentially, and talking about biblical polygamy here. Essentially, Steve Elder, you know, he's reduced to just, you know, Dad John's here. You don't dare go back to Eliar's. He's tired of Eliar calling him, you know, calling this Pictish Jew Mamzer ancestors a bunch of dwarven Amorites here. And I agree. I mean, I think it's sort of funny when they go ahead and essentially talk about biblical polygamy. Well, Dan Johns, it hasn't worked out too good for Dan Johns. I mean, he spawned a little legal mamzer 2012. Johns, who has Crohn's, you know, bleeding out the ass, sort of like Linder. Surefire, you know, means it's a Jew here. And folks, me and Pastor John Britt were talking about that in March of 2010, about how Linder must be a Jew. I mean, essentially, you have every little Balkanoid mamzer gets pissed off at Linder, you know, yakking at him. He's ready to go ahead and say, Linder's a Jew because his Jew ass gays here. And then his tard friends, the swinger tard, you know, meerkats, say, well, you don't have to be a Jew in order to have Crohn's here. And essentially, here's Linder going ahead and cutting him off. Well, I don't have Crohn's. I have ulcerative colitis. I don't have Jew ass gays. I have Aryan ass gays. Well, fine. But the end result of censorship is that essentially you're locked up in your own cage with tards. That's all you have here. All you have is a bunch of mamzers and tards and Jews. And here I am running around circling your essentially tard corral playing Cossack and Jew boys. Now, you know, Obi Genderbender, he's running around playing, it's going ahead and running around playing Jew Boy and Cossack. And I don't even mind here. Jew Boy, have a fine time. Knock yourself out, Obi. You know what I mean? You act like you're fooling somebody, but you're not. Okay? Anyway, what's bogus about it? Well, what's bogus about it is a, you know, Pister's Pifter Possum running around, and you know, I'll be honest with you, I do go ahead and look at Obi's forum here, and many time Obi is the one who's going ahead and risking a DMCA complaint, but you know, really not risk it, because essentially Brian Rio is the one who makes the bogus DMCA complaints, and little Sword Mamzer is going to be on there going ass to mouth every so often with Obi. So essentially Obi goes ahead and prints up some pretty good stuff here. Now, OB actually isn't able to go ahead and create any Christian identity stuff of his own, but, you know, I mean, and it's smart enough to realize, unlike Finkelshini, that it's not able to go ahead and hide his snout and his tail. It doesn't know anything about Christian identity, other than how to go ahead and pretend to be Christian identity and hiding. But, you know, OB Gender Bender's form is, well, it's useful. It's useful. In some cases here. Now, unlike Finkelshini's form, well, pretty well what I had to do about, oh, a month and a half ago was because that old faggot, you know, twisted old Danny DeVito-type faggot here, you know, Jarrell Moseley, went ahead and, under the compilation, you know, thing, they went ahead and replaced it with the HTML with PDF stuff with Captain Senility Emmaheiser, the Sicilian Guido Marino Jew boy, papist preterist. And I didn't want to go ahead and put up with that shit, so I had to go ahead and look at the Wayback Machine. But OB Gender Bender's stuff here, when he goes ahead and, you know, with his Christian Identity reading room, it is useful here. And essentially, that's the main thing that people go to, unless you're a Wigger, a Mams, or Tard, in which case you think that open gender bender is legitimate, okay? Hmm? Well, you end up having number 17. I mean, you have these Tards here. When Newscack was on there, I just simply said is that, look, if you end up having, you know, these two Wiggers, you know, these two faggots, the intern, Artie, and the Reverend Boa Cocksucker. I mean, they're both retards here. And, you know, Artie, this intern, said it had epilepsy here. And if you go ahead and allow the pisser possum, I mean, essentially, you go ahead and allow them to yap, 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 yap. There, you know, you can't put them on Mams or Honor because they don't have no honor. I mean, essentially, what you need to do is you need to go ahead and ask a question, and then mute the pisser possum while I go ahead and answer it. You're going to mute me anyway while I'm going ahead and fighting with the pisser possum. All you're going to do is just get, you know, talking people over, you know, people talking over each other. And that's exactly what they had here. Peerless Good Mamser is not a neutral party at all. Never was. Never will be. It's a Jew boy from Brooklyn or the Bronx or Staten Island pretend to be an Aryan living in Iceland, sort of like, well, Alex Linder going in pretending that it's an Aryan who is a great resistance leader because it runs a tard corral called VNNF that's used to be paid for by Trevor Glenn Miller, you know, through the Department of Zogland Insecurity. Folks, you want to go ahead and pretend whatever you want, and that's fine by me. Anyway, I'm going to go ahead and take a break. And if anybody has any call-ins or they want to go ahead and call in, they can go ahead and do so. I'm going to take at least a 3 or 4 minute break. Folks, hail victory.
They had passwords that only the initiated understood and signals which meant everything or nothing. A night bird was a messenger, a day bird a courier. They knew the names or the numbers of the pursuing regiments from the shoes of their horses and told the nationality of troops by the manner in which twigs were broken along the line of march. They could see in the night like other beasts of prey and hunted most when it was darkest. No matter for a road, so only there was a trail, and no matter for a trail, so only there was a direction. When there was no wind, and when the clouds hid the sun or the stars, they traveled by the moss on the trees. In the daytime, they looked for this moss with their eyes, and in the nighttime, with their hands. Living much in fastnesses, they were rarely surprised, while solitude developed and made more acute every instinct of self-preservation. By degrees, a caste began to be established, free to come and go, bound by no enlistment and dependent upon no bounty, hunted by one nation and apologized for by the other, merciful rarely and merciless often, loving liberty in a blind, idolatrous fashion, half reality, half superstition, holding no crime so bad as that of cowardice. courteous to women amid all the wild license of pillage and slaughter, steadfast as faith to comradeship or friend, too serious for boastfulness, and too near the unknown to deceive themselves with vanity. Starve today and feasted tomorrow, victorious in this combat or decimated in that, receiving no quarter and giving none. Astonishing pursuers by the swiftness of a retreat, or shocking humanity by the completeness of a massacre. A sable fringe on the blood-red garments of civil war, or a perpetual cutthroat in ambush in the midst of contending Christians. Is it any wonder that in time the guerrilla organization came to have captains and leaders and discipline and a language and fastnesses and hiding places and a terrible banner unknown to the winds?
Sort of clever here. I really got to go ahead. I mean, I got to give Obi some credit for being the smartest pisser's poofter possum in the world. Okay? Got to give Obi credit here. All right, folks, we're back. This will be the last segment of Movement Turd. I got to go ahead and give Obi credit for being the world's smartest pisser's poofter possum. The critter does not give up. The critter, if the critter had gone ahead and voted a tenth of its time to stalk, that uses stalking me, stalking Pastor John Britton, if it had gone ahead and stalked the one-eyed dingo that stole his pickle out of an Alice Springs lorry lot, it would have got that dingo by now. He'd have gone ahead and put that dingo's pelt on his own personal, what the hell. I really don't know what is good pisser's poofter possum attire here. But instead, it has gone ahead and devoted itself like a true son of dog to stalking me and Pastor John Britton and a few other people here. Now, it doesn't know enough to hide its snout and hide its tail, but I'll go ahead and grant that it is hilarious here, okay? Anyway. Well, come on, Obi. Let's see. I'll actually go ahead and fit a very large t-shirt here. I mean, when I was in the Army, I was a 44 long here. I am 6'2". I mean, I'm real 6'2". You know, it depends on how long I've been on my feet here. They say that you go ahead and lose about 3/4 inch in height here. And you got to realize this is standing on my right leg. And pretty well left, letting the left leg, which is a bad leg, and about an inch shorter than the right leg, sort of dangle. You know, I mean, Obi knows all about dangle. But anyway, although I'm actually 6'2", and I weigh, usually somewhere in the range of about, 245 to about as high as 262. Right now, I'd say I'm about, 250, 255. 6'2", 255. In any case here, undergoing regression therapy. Obi, you are hilarious. Yeah, I'll go ahead and grant you here. You are the most funnest pisser poofter possum ever here. That's why you can't go ahead and stay away. I mean, what time is it right now in supposedly Australia, supposed to Tel Aviv? Tel Aviv time, it is what? It's about 7:44 Tel Aviv time, I'm sure. But, I used to know here. I was stationed in Crailsheim, West Germany. Crailsheim. And it was 7 hours difference between, southwest Missouri and Crailsheim time here. In any case, so there are 7 hours. So I think Tel Aviv is a bit further east here, so it might be, 8 hours. 8 hours as opposed to just 7 hours. You know what I mean? But then again, I mean, sounds like Obagender Bender is sort of giving up on what mean things say to me here. But he'll think up something in his fertile kike brain. And not so fertile kike, mamzer kike, mangina. But where was I here? Okay, I want to go ahead and, the purpose of that is don't put your trust in white nationalists or any so-called leaders. Because what they will do is they will go ahead and betray you. Now, in the case of Michael Page, come to send out an email, and essentially he'd never heard of this guy before. And in many cases, it was really an Eastern thing here. We lived in North Carolina, and he was a musician. And folks, most people our age view most of this white power rap quigger music here as just so much noise. Just so much noise. It's not as bad as nigger music, but in many cases it sounds to us suspiciously like a racket. I mean, not very good talent, not really any great talent here, but this guy, I mean, he sounded like he was a white man of average to slightly above average intelligence. But what happens? He found out that he couldn't make it. So what he did is he decided to end it all. And there are people bitching about James Von Braun. I sort of knew James Von Braun here. And James Von Braun was not a leader in any case here. I sort of met him through Pastor John Britton. Now, from what I gather, essentially, James Von Braun was an actual hero at Anzio. He went ahead and killed, I guess he thought, some of his German brothers on behalf of dirty Jews. He used to hang around with Vice Admiral Cromlin, who used to be, the head of the air wing aboard the USS Enterprise. The actual aircraft carrier which made it throughout the World War II Pacific Theater. Never got actually major hit or anything like that. Never got actually major sunk, which went ahead and served the entire war from when it was established in 1936 to where it was essentially scrapped after the Second World War. And folks, Enterprise Rent-A-Car was formed by somebody who was a young aviator aboard the Enterprise, USS Enterprise. Not the Yentaprise in Star Trek, but the actual Enterprise, World War II aircraft carrier. And anyway, he went ahead and he was squeezed by the Jews, the Social Security Administration. They went ahead and cut his check from what he should have been, he should have got as a war hero, as a veteran, more money. But since the Jews went ahead and cut him down to where he only had $245. And since his son was getting tired of the old man fighting. He had been jailed for 3 years. He went ahead and supposedly kidnapped these Federal Reserve chairmen. I think he should have shot the dirty kike cocksuckers. Instead just kidnapped them. Got 3 years in jail in the mid-80s. He was a felon. And from what I gather, he only had two guns, and one of them was an old .22 without even a serial number, made in 1906, before serial numbers were put in. And he went there at the Holocaust Museum, essentially, I think, to be killed. To go ahead and scare the Jews and the niggers. And the nigger that got shot, I don't think was actually shot by James Von Braun. I think it was shot by the other panicky niggers. And he survived. And then he was murdered, I believe, at St. Elizabeth Hospital with these drugs, psychotropic drugs, which kill old people. Now, I had exchanged, he sent me a pagan Christmas card. He knew I was not a creator. He knew I was Christian Danny. But, essentially, he was polite. I was going to go ahead and tell him about these so-called libertoons, about how they're a bunch of faggots, a bunch of idiots. But pretty well, sometime in December of 2008 or January of 2009, I sort of lost track of him. And I assumed since he was 80-some years old, in his late 80s, he had died. Like a lot of old men do. And then here it is, December 9th or 12th or whatever, a couple of days after D-Day, which I think was what put him over the edge, sent him on his one-way trip, that essentially I said, James Von Braun? Is that Jimmy? And sure enough, it was Jimmy. But on the other hand, I've never, been like, John the Nutjob. Go ahead and use my knowledge of James Von Braun to go ahead and defame him. Go ahead and second guess him. Go ahead and say that what he did was wrong, because I don't think it was. He really was at the end of his life, and he decided to go out with a bang. Essentially end up being murdered by Zog. Folks, you don't go ahead. Most people just go ahead and just live lives of quiet desperation, like I said in Tennyson here, way back in the, Victorian age. Most men live lives of quiet desperation. And I don't think Tennyson was the first one to say it. I think somebody else said it before that, but Tennyson went ahead and repeated it. I think Tennyson was somewhat overrated, to be honest with you. I went ahead and took a literature course at college one time. I had to take a literature course, so I took a literature course. And actually, I went ahead and actually enjoyed the literature course here. You had Whiggers in Victorian England, too. Okay? But Jimmy did what he thought was best to do. And it's not my place to go ahead and criticize what he chose to do. And it's not my place to go ahead and criticize what Wade Michael Page chose to do. Folks, we are not heading to a revolution. We are headed to a collapse. There is no political order. Certainly not within white nationalism. There is no order at all. That's what you need to understand here. Running around like Obi wants to do, pretend to be a white man, pretend to be part of a wandering Mamsers or Wikipedia talks to UCI is ridiculous. Some hidden Jew going ahead and going along with a known Jew Mamser like Jeremy Visser. Folks, Obi acts like he's pretending to fool something. Folks, there is no program. There is no revolutionary program at all within white nationalism, and certainly not within Christian identity. If you're truly Christian identity, you understand that the end of this world is at hand. That it's not going to go ahead and get better. It's going to get much, 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 much worse. And essentially, the Great Tribulation is going to burn like a fire. It's going to go ahead and burn up the tares. And your only thing you can do is not go ahead and hasten the day that Jesus Christ returns, because you cannot. You don't know when Jesus Christ is going to return. You don't know when he's going to return, therefore you don't know. You add 7 years, you don't know when the Great Tribulation starts here. We might be in it now, the beginnings of it. On the other hand, it might just be around the corner. But I don't think it's very much longer. So what is your political agenda? What can you possibly do to be a political soldier? And the answer is really nothing. Nothing at all. All you can do, essentially, is pray that Yahweh saves you. Understand that this world is evil. It belongs to Satan. It belongs to Satan's children. That anybody who goes ahead and says there's something good about it, well, they see good because, well, hey, they're children of Satan. Biological or adopted. There's a lot of Whiggers who are children of Satan who don't have a drop of Jew blood in them, but they serve Satan. My own brother is trying to get me to buy for $5,000 his bitchmobile. He has a Chevrolet Tahoe, and he wants $5,000 because his daddy went ahead and croaked off, and it bought a Hummer. Now it wants me to pay $5,000 for its old, for its old car. It got these big rims on it. It got TV sets on it. Why do I want to watch the TV while I'm driving down the freaking road? I haven't paid... Roxy paid $1,500 for a car years ago. It was a pretty good car here. I'm not going to pay no $5,000 for, you know, a used car from Pickle's Used Cars. Usually, I don't much believe in paying over $500 for a car. You know what I mean? Paid $600 for a Cadillac here, and it lasted, oh, a year and a couple months. Still got it in the back, but the steering knuckle's been pretty well screwed up on it. And here he is, trying to go ahead and get me to pay $5,000 for his SUV here, so he can go ahead and, you know, run his Hummer here. Well, what does this thing get? Maybe 12 mile a gallon? I mean, the Geo is sort of screwed, but essentially, I don't go very far with it here. I go usually about once a week to Joplin. Well, to Neosho. And occasionally, if my fat ass stepdaughter, you know, Emily, aka Fat Ass, isn't taking her red nigger boyfriend, Meerkat, with her, I might occasionally go with Roxy up to Joplin. And usually I, pretty well, I just go ahead and take my Kindle, I read my book, I go ahead and listen to my MP3 player. I don't really have much to say to Emily at all. And she wants to go out and eat, and she wants to go ahead and do all this other stuff here, and essentially, I don't really want to go ahead and do this shit. I'm not into it at all. Okay? Would you buy a used car from a man with half a beard? Well, the thing about it is that usually, by the time I'm done with the used car, it's long since ready to go to the hill. It's ready to go to the scrapyard. You know, that's why I tell people, why do you want to buy a used car from me except for scrap? Went ahead and sold two Caprice Classics last year. They've been sitting there, in some cases, one for what? Literally 20 years or so. Yeah, 20 years. Well, 19 years, something like that here. The other one has been sitting for 5-6 years. Essentially, they were scrap. And essentially, that's what they were sold for, is scrap. I mean, folks, usually when I go ahead and go through a car, there ain't much left of it. It's sort of like the one horse shay when I get through with it, okay? You know, six nipples. Hey, Obie, go ahead and offer me $1,500 for the Geo. Yeah, I'll sell it to you. we got a few digs, but those come in for free. And, one of the cylinders is sort of burnt out here. But someone said it was just, you know, if I go ahead and get, you know, a different set of heads for it, or different set of valves here, why, I could have three. I could go ahead and have three of them. But I think it's pretty well been burnt out here. I sort of think that one of the cylinders is bad. You know what I mean? But OB, go ahead and offer me $1,500 and I'll sell you that Geo, okay? Half beard or not, okay? Anyway, where was I at here? when you get your hands on that Dingo, things you're going to do to it. OB is going to go ahead and essentially commit bestiality upon that Dingo. So where am I at here? The anti-God video. What happens? Old John the Nut Job, he ain't too crazy about me. I pretty well call him a nut and an idiot a couple times here, and he's all huffy, but he keeps on sending me his crap here, even though he's told me not to send him anything more. He still goes ahead. He opted me in to his spam list here. And essentially, occasionally I'll go ahead and look at John the Nut Job's, stupid crap. That's fine by me. You know what I mean? Anyway, folks, where was I? Stay away from the movement. Something like Obagender Bender will not allow a proxy or Tor browser to go ahead and let you log in to his forum, to its forum. I know, I did try to go ahead and log in. Couldn't get in at all. Obi's an accomplished Jew, mamzer, faggot, liar. Goes ahead and pretends that the IP number for Russifer,
wind string
is the same as the one for R.D., you know, R.D. Bradshaw in Idaho. No, it isn't. It isn't. Well, you know, I mean, OB is a data miner. So I like Stan. I think Stan's a NIMBuster is a data miner, too. Okay? But, in any case, folks, do you really need to go ahead and tell people what kind of guns you got, what kind of food you're storing, how you're ready to go ahead and get through the Great Tribulation? Do you need to do any of this stupid shit? The answer is no, you don't. You don't. You don't need to do this stuff here. You need to go ahead. And if you are one of the found sheep of the house of Israel, you need to make sure that you have a good relationship with Yahweh. That's number one. Number two, you need to go ahead and go through your circle of family and friends and figure out which ones can you trust. My good friend Jim Floyd went ahead and said it's called discernment. Discernment. Russ Walker doesn't have much in the case of discernment. You know, that's what his Greek woman Fred told him. You know, Russler hangs around Eli James and hangs around all these Mamzers, and he knows that they're Jew boys and Mamzers and the rest here, and he'll still go ahead and talk to them. I won't. Jim Floyd said discernment is going ahead knowing which one of your friends you can trust to carry your water bottle through the desert. Can you trust anybody to carry your last liter of water through the desert? Know that, through strength or weakness, that character will not go ahead and drink your water. But you can trust him literally with your life. I can't trust any of my family with my life. Aaron Roxy and Poopy Dog. I got a few friends who I can trust with my life. I had five stalwarts who stuck by me at the Nut House. I was lucky I had five people. And others who probably would have stuck by me if they'd known how to help. Jim Floyd was one of them. I don't know. I think he's dead, but I hope he's still alive. But he's weak. Discernment. You need to have some of that discernment to figure out who you are going to carry with you. Had a disagreement with Russ Walker here. I don't know. I think that you can go ahead and bring your wife and your child with you. If they're not too fucked up, not too far gone, I think you can go ahead and help drag them into the kingdom of God, into the kingdom of Yahweh. If Yahweh loves you. Because, hey, Yahweh's going to go ahead and kill the entire children of Israel. And Moses went ahead and talked them out of it. Are you close enough to Yahweh to you, where you can go ahead and, essentially save not the entire, 3 million of Israel, but you can go ahead and save one or two of your own? And are they worth saving? Is Yahweh going to go ahead and say, well, I went ahead and saved Lot, and hell, he just turned out to be the father, incestuous father of these two little bastards, Moab and Ammon, who essentially are not allowed to be into the congregation of Israel. No, folks, you need to go ahead and figure out. Really, you need to go ahead and cast an appraising eye over your friends and family. And then, what's that? Is to go ahead and wait. Not like, Michael Page, who didn't wait. Who essentially wanted to get to heaven that night. Wanted to get to wherever he was going by the end of this day. He had enough of this world. He's going to go ahead and take some dogs with him, and he did. him. He couldn't take a few pigs with him, too. But anyway, the time ahead will be rather tenuous as to when you got to go ahead and treat wiggers and mamsers and pigs like zombies who need to die. But on the other hand, you can't go ahead and anticipate when it's safe to do so. When essentially it becomes a free fire zone. But someday, it will be your time to go ahead and rise up and help Yahweh's angels do some reaping. To help Yahweh's angels, in some cases, allow those who aren't as far advanced to go ahead and do some raping, in some cases here. There comes a time. It says, Ecclesiastes, to everything there is a time, and to every purpose under the sun, a time to do things here. A time for war, a time for peace, a time for love, and a time for hate. It all works as sort of a balance. And to everything there is a season. Do you know the time of the seasons? Do you? Do you know the time of the seasons? To everything there is indeed a season. I'm going to go ahead and read, because I like to. I want to go ahead, and it's past midnight here, and I want to go ahead and continue. Let's go ahead and read a little bit. I'm from Ecclesiastes. I think it's Ecclesiastes chapter 3. Ecclesiastes or the preacher. The words of the preacher, the son of David, king in Jerusalem. Vanity, vanity, saith the preacher. Vanity, vanity, is all vanity. Verse 3 of chapter 1. What profit has a man of all his labor when he taketh under the sun? Verse 4. One generation passes away and another generation cometh, but the earth abideth forever. He goes ahead and says there's a big cycle. And there's nothing new under the sun. But even though there's nothing new in the sun, Ecclesiastes chapter 3. To everything there's a season and a time to every purpose under the heaven. A time to be born. A time to die. A time to plant and a time to pluck up that which is planted. Verse 3. A time to kill and a time to heal. A time to break down and a time to build up. Verse 4, a time to weep, and a time to laugh, a time to mourn, and a time to dance. Verse 5, a time to cast away stones, and a time to gather stones together, a time to embrace, and a time to refrain from embracing. Verse 6, a time to get, and a time to lose, a time to keep, and a time to cast away. Verse 7, a time to rend, and a time to sow, a time to keep silence, and a time to speak. Verse 8, a time to love and a time to hate. A time of war and a time of peace. Verse 9, what profit has he who works in that wherein he laboreth? Folks, what do you get? What do you get out of this life? If you're lucky, a box and a hole 6 foot under. Verse 10, I have seen the travail which God hath given to the sons of men, to be exercised in it. Verse 11, he has made everything beautiful in his time. Also he has set the world in their heart, so that no man can find out the work that God maketh from the beginning to the end. Verse 12, I know that there is no good in them, but for a man to rejoice and to do good in his life. Folks, I know there's no good in a lot of people. What to do about it? Verse 13, and also that every man should eat and drink and enjoy the good of all his labor. It is a gift of God. Well, can enjoy fruit of his labor if every criminal, every Jew, every mamzer is taking it away from him. Can enjoy his grandchildren if they're to be bought and sold. Can go ahead and enjoy peace if all there is civil war and the precursors to there. Verse 14, I know that whatever whatsoever God doeth, it shall be forever. Nothing can be put to it, nor anything taken from it. And God does it, that men should fear before him. Verse 15. That which has been is now, and that which is to be has already been. And God requireth that which is past. Verse 16. And moreover, I saw under the sun the place of judgment, that wickedness was there, and the place of righteousness, that iniquity was there. Folks, you have even within. It says that you end up having even the place of judgment, you have wickedness. In the place of righteousness, you have iniquity. You certainly do within the house, or the so-called house of Yahweh. You have all sorts of creatures. You know, Oba Gender Bender, Jeremy Visser, Finkelshini, Brian Reel. Pretend to be something that they are not. Verse 17, I said in my heart, God shall judge the righteous and the wicked, for there is a time there for every purpose and for every work. Jeremy Visser, an evil creature, born evil, says that judgment is mine, saith the Lord. And I say to this critter, well, I do not look a good judgment in the mouth any more than I look a good gift horse in the mouth. You'll get yours, Jeremy. What happens is that it's more than just you having to go ahead and run away from stalking your mother-in-law. Essentially, nothing has gone ahead and you have not prospered. You can't prosper because you're a criminal and a mamzer. Verse 18, I said in my heart concerning the estate of the sons of men, that God might manifest them and that they might see that they themselves are beasts. In many cases, we, all of us, have a bit of beast in ourselves here. What to do about it? And the answer is you ought to go ahead and work to rise above it. Verse 19, For that which befalls the son of man befalls beasts. Given one thing befalls them, as the one dieth, so dieth the other. Yes, they have all one breath, so that a man hath no preeminence above a beast for all his sanity. This is a rather a downer book here, really. A downer book of the Bible. Solomon was sort of downer. He was very much downer. He was not happy. He'd been given wisdom and pretty well it spurted out from his dick on every single whore. 700 of them and 300 male lesser whores. Pretty well, his good sense ran out with what spurted out of his pecker. And of course, in Obi's case here, the dingo got the best of him. Okay, verse 20. All go to one place, all are of the dust, and all turn to dust again. Well, that's true. Verse 21, who knoweth the spirit of man that goeth upward and the spirit of the beast that goeth downward to the earth? Well, Yahweh knows. He knows who and what you are. Verse 22, wherefore I perceive that there is nothing better than that a man should rejoice in his own works, for that is his portion. For who shall bring him to see what shall be after him? Can we see what is going to be after us? Can we even comprehend that we will not be here? Can we comprehend the time we will not be here? Folks, I think I see the future probably better than anyone within the Zogland. But I don't know what's going to happen when I'm dead. I do have a hope. The Yahweh will go ahead and judge me according to my works and according to my right as a son of Yahweh. And I don't have very much doubt. I don't have very much worry. I'm not worried. I don't live in fear. Because whatever happens, it's Yahweh's will. And you've got to understand that. You've got to go ahead and understand that whatever happens, it's Yahweh's will. Oba Gender Bender tries to go ahead and fight against it. It can't. It can't, because essentially it knows that Yahweh's will is not friendly toward it. Or for those of you who do belong, those of you who are, those of you who are the chosen seed of Israel's race, and you who did hear and answer the call and went ahead and picked it up and are headed toward it, making progress, not always fast, not always steady, some cases crawling toward it. Well, Yahweh will reward you. You will get as you deserve. Because Yahweh is a God of order. Yahweh is a God of law. Yahweh obeys his own law. And Yahweh understands his own order, even though we may not. Now, folks, what I went ahead and seen in the bowel movement, and this is what this show is about, is the same old imbecility, the same old cowardice, the same old crookedness, the same old stupid shit that has always been the hallmark of the bowel movement. And folks, what I got to say is you're better off without it. Stay away from it. Don't get involved in it. Yahweh didn't tell you to go ahead and join. You know, if Don Black and Stormfront are the answer, it was a mighty stupid fucking question. And ditto especially for Volksfront. These people are not revolutionaries. They're just retards. They're just idiots. They're mamzers. They're fools. They're buffoons. You know, I mean, if you're running around Finkelschinis, you know, going ahead and being part of the Wandering Mamzers of Wikipedia Talks UCI, and essentially you want to go ahead and, you know, I mean, you know, Papa Cat goes ahead and listens to that stupid crap. I don't know if Papa Cat gets something out of it, or Papa Cat is a Zogbot, or what have you. I mean, I listen to that stupid shit. Occasionally, I try to go ahead and get a few lumps in. Sometimes, I go ahead and listen to Liars. I troll his chat rooms. And sometimes, I go ahead and do it with Dan Johns. You know, send that poor Melanchthon Marino, wannabe polygamous mamzer, to distraction here, along with Command Dork and Fag. Make him bitch and whine. And it's not a godly purpose. It's just simply, I want to fuck with these tards. Folks, I don't know why you're here. I suspect some of why you're here. But, you know, on the other hand, I mean, I got to go ahead and laugh. And there's nothing wrong with a little bit of bowel movement entertainment. A little bit of foolishness. A little bit of silliness. And there's also a time for seriousness. Folks, I'm not going to go ahead putting your head, arise, burn down some Muslim mosques here. Now, on the other hand, I'm not going to go ahead, since I don't really want to know about it. If you get caught, well, hey, I'll go ahead and be in your corner saying, well, hey, these damn, you know, ragheads have no business being in this country in the first place, and they certainly have no business setting up a temple to a strange god in this land. And when some white guy who's at the end of his rope goes ahead and shoots 6 or 8 or 12 dotheads of whatever age, sex, condition, well, I'm not going to go ahead and call him a coward. I'm not going to go ahead and call him a fool. On the other hand, I don't know if that was a smart thing to do. I don't think it was. But on the other hand, I'm not in that position. And I'm not going to go ahead and piss down my leg and shit over Wade Michael Page or Joe Paul Franklin or any other of the heroes of the resistance. To me, Wade Michael Page is a is a hero of the resistance, even though I don't think he was a particularly intelligent one. He did what he had to do. And I'm going to leave it at that. He's not a coward because, well, hey, I don't know. I didn't go ahead and shoot the pigs and the social workers who went ahead and stole my grandchildren. I look forward to go ahead and torturing them and skinning them out and making them sorry they ever served evil. Sorry they ever served Zog Babylon. Sorry they ever lifted a hand to any white child. Sorry they went ahead and destroyed any white family, because the only thing that they deserve is extermination. So folks, don't go ahead and serve. Don't go ahead and support anyone who doesn't have any loyalty down to the actual soldiers of the resistance. The only coin that you owe of loyalty is upwards after they've gone ahead and paid the coin of loyalty downwards. If they're not going to do that, then they don't deserve anything. Certainly not loyalty, certainly not support, certainly not lip service, certainly not anything. It is cowardly to go ahead and talk badly of a white man who was at the end of his rope, and there's going to be a lot of white men at the end of their ropes. Things are going to get very, very, very bad, and there's going to be a lot more desperation. That's why Zog, I think, is wanting to go ahead and shut this thing down here. They went ahead and left it open until they figured out if he had anybody else here. They're going after the girlfriend here simply because she's the girlfriend of him, or used to be, even though he split up a couple months ago. She has a gun. She's not supposed to have a gun. This is what they claim here. So much for the right of the people to bear arms shall not be infringed here. Folks, I'm surprised at all these people who have been fraudulently sent to prison. I don't see anything wrong with going ahead and exterminating the families of the jurors who go ahead and believe the lies of the prosecutors, much less skinning out the prosecutors, skinning out the jurors, skinning out the rest here. I went ahead and seen Anton Scalia, and this cocksucker was claiming to be a follower of the Constitution. And this cocksucker went ahead and ruled the pigs get to go ahead and knock in houses by accident and get qualified immunity. Pig. If I'd been president when Anton Scalia went ahead and wrote, Creighton versus Abramson, I'd go ahead and I would have gone ahead and deputized a bunch of niggers to go ahead and rape and skin alive Scalia's children. And then gone ahead and said, okay, well, qualified immunity, motherfucker. I want to go ahead and have this case reheard. And if it's not gone ahead to where, hey, guess what? A pig cannot do whatever the fuck he wants to. A judge cannot do whatever the fuck he wants to. A prosecutor cannot do whatever the fuck he wants to. Essentially, I'm just going to go ahead and find new judges, new pigs, new prosecutors, and they will go ahead and put to death, absolutely, send screaming to hell, the old regime. And we'll see about rule of law. Folks, when this great tribulation is over, even if you're white, even if you survive, you will wish, you will look like, you will go ahead and be like Lot's wife, looking back at Sodom and Gomorrah, wishing that essentially there had been rule of law. You'll go ahead and look back at the good old days here. But now if you're really a son of Yahweh, you will be glad. It says in the Bible, you will be glad to have the ashes of the wicked under your feet. So where there's nothing left alive other than the memory of these evildoers. If you want to face them off, then you can forget once they're ashes upon the ground. Baby devils, baby evildoers, and the rest here. I know some of you make fun of Logan. Sometimes, I mean, I do like having Logan around because, hey, it's always handy to have someone who looks and sounds, well, not looks, but sounds more crazy than I am. But Logan, actually does believe what he says. Logan actually is the son of God. And rather, sometimes Logan is rather naive, but I like being around Logan because he is one of Yahweh's sons. I'm proud to have him be my friend. So in any case, he's going to have a show tomorrow around 7. I'll go ahead and put it up on my webpage probably tomorrow and probably send out some emails. So in any case, folks, you're all welcome here, even you, old gender bender, pisser, poker, possum. I don't think he's worried about you so much as Linda here, you know what I mean? Linda's sort of freaky. I came close to batting Linda's ass here for making a bunch of threats here to kill somebody here. Yeah, should I go ahead and ban this goofy bitch? Nah. But I did tell Linda no more of this shit, okay? Anyway, folks, I'm going to go ahead and call it a night. I'm going to go ahead and say, Hail Victory. May Yahweh bless. Good night. White men clad in black are we, hi-yi-oh, and we'll stamp out the tyranny. Hi-yi-oh, white men go, we vote ho, on the city roof, let the red cock crow. White men go, civil war ho, on the corn as long, let red blood flow. When Adam dealt and Eve defend, Kyrie-lay-i, all who was then the ruling man, Kyrie-lay-i. White men go, we vote ho, on the city roof, let the red cock crow. White men go, civil war ho, on the corn of laws, let red blood flow. For white men their rifles shoot, the Jews are laid low. On sogling necks we stomp our boots to stamp out gasco. White men go, we vote ho, on the city roof, let the red cock crow. White men go, civil war ho, on the court of laws, let red blood flow. The regime must only love its greed, hi-yi-oh. The love of God our only need, hi-yi-oh. White men go, we vote ho, on the city roof, let the red cock crow. White men go, civil war ho, on the courthouse lawn, let red blood flow. We'll conquer for our cause's right, hi-yi-oh. Our sons won't have to go and fight, hi-yi-oh. White men go, we vote ho, on the city roof, let the red cock crow. White men go, civil war ho, on the courthouse lawn, let red blood flow.